left center field. That baseball's gone.
Get ready for the action with a preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineup, and so much more.
Here comes Smart. The throw is late. Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Charleston, South Carolina. It's time for Game 6 between the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Charleston River Dogs. Sam Jelinek here with you, getting you set for the series finale between the Birds and the Dogs. Shorebirds looking to avoid what would be their first ever six-game sweep in franchise history. They have one more chance to avoid it. That is tonight, as Charleston has taken the first five here of the series. Yesterday, an 8-3 win, 8-run fifth for the River Dogs. Shorebirds just 3-6. Trendon Craig, a 3-run homer. That's all the offense they got. Charleston, with the 8-run fifth, was able to run away with that contest. It was scoreless before it. Shorebirds held them scoreless after. Birds played 8 out of 9. Very good innings. It just happens that that one bad frame was an absolute catastrophe. So today, a new day. Shorebirds at 15-29 on the season. Charleston at 31-13. Now a game back of the Myrtle Beach Pelicans in the Southern Division. Those two teams have the two highest winning percentages in the minors. Shorebirds 15-29, 10 games back of the Carolina Mudcats, currently in last place in the Northern Division. Speed through that because we got on the air just a little bit late. And we'll jump right into our interview here today. That is with Trendon Craig, who homered yesterday. Trendon has the day off, so he gave me a little bit of time before today's contest. So we'll go ahead and air our interview with Shorebirds outfielder Trendon Craig. Here on the Shorebirds pregame show, we are joined by Shorebirds outfielder Trendon Craig. Trendon, week one of this road trip is almost in the books. You have today off, thankfully. It's almost 90 degrees. It is scorching hot. And you've been playing very well here this week. Last night, you supplied all the offense for the Shorebirds with a 3-run homer in the sixth. You know, that's your first Shorebirds homer. It kind of seemed like it was a little bit of a long time coming because you've been hitting the ball really hard. Finally got one that actually landed over the wall here this week now for the first time. That's got to be nice to just get that out of the way.
Yeah, I mean, it felt really good, you know, making contact like that and, you know, the ball going over the wall, that being my first home run. Definitely first of many for the season. But, yeah, it felt really good to get that under my belt and, you know, supply some fire for my offense in that situation.
And, like you said, supplying some fire in that situation. It just come off a very tough fifth inning. And you've been very good this week with runners in scoring position in spots that are actually extremely important. You had an RBI single in the first inning a couple of days ago, right after Romero had gotten thrown out at the plate. Does your mindset change at all with runners in scoring position?
Honestly, no. With runners in scoring position, my mindset doesn't change. It kind of seems like it does, but, I mean, honestly, it really doesn't. Just going up to the plate and just trying to put the ball in play hard, no matter if no one's on or, you know, the bases are loaded. Just trying to do damage, just, you know, supply some runs for my team, you know, just help any way I can. So,
has that always been the case for you, where you've had a pretty calm demeanor in some pressure-packed situations?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like I always handle pressure well. I mean, not going to be put in a situation that I wouldn't be able to handle. So, I mean, pressure has never really been a big thing for me, and I feel like I've always handled it well, you know, just trying to stay within myself, not trying to do too much. I mean, I feel like good things will always happen when they're supposed to happen.
And on the other side of the ball, you've actually had a couple of clutch plays in the outfield a couple of nights ago. Eighth inning, two runners in scoring position. You make a phenomenal diving catch on your way towards the infield. What has kind of led to where you're at defensively in the outfield? How have you progressed from the time that you entered pro ball to now?
Oh, yeah, I would definitely say in BP, just trying to take as many live reads as you can. It's always great to, you know, see the ball actually coming off the bat. It really helps. And, you know, just being out there and just trying to give it all you got. Help your pitchers out as much as they can. They're out there working their butt off. And, you know, it's always great to work your butt off for them, too, out there. And, you know, just help us in as many ways as you can. So, yeah.
What's more fun, hitting a homer or making a diving catch like that?
In that situation, I'm going to have to go with the catch because, I mean, it saved two runs. So, yeah, I'll hit home runs. I mean, I'll keep making diving catches too. But in that situation, I'm going to have to go with the catch.
And just we're at that point of the season where now just a little over a third of the way in. It's really the dog days of summer right now. How have you kind of helped yourself as far as making sure that you come to the park fresh every day and making sure you don't get into that monotonous grind where it can wear you down?
Yeah, definitely. Something I've picked up on is, you know, just getting sleep, man. Like, just being able to, you know, get your hours of sleep, and that really plays a huge role. And, I mean, I've got to give credit to Liz. She's excellent. She stays on me about my nutrition and my hydration. And, I mean, like, she's done a phenomenal job since I've gotten here and just staying on me about it. I mean, and it's helped a lot, and I've seen the results. I mean, I'm not feeling as tired, things like that, and my body's feeling good.
Is that one of those things with the nutrition and the sleep stuff? Had you given any thought to that before getting into pro ball, or is this kind of like a new avenue to you of, you know, developing yourself?
Quite honestly, not really. I mean, when I got into pro ball, a lot of it was pretty much introduced to me, and, you know, just starting to really buy into it. I mean, these people that tell you these things, I mean, they're telling you these things for a reason. I mean, they have these certifications, they have these jobs for a reason. They're not just here to just put stuff in your ear. I mean, if you actually buy into it, I mean, it makes sense.
So I'm curious with the sleep. Are you tracking your sleep at all, or do you, you know, put on like a little podcast to help you fall asleep quicker, anything like that?
So a lot of times I like to play music before I go to sleep or take a hot shower. But yeah, I do track my sleep as well with my little Whoop band, track my sleep. I mean, it just helps me keep track of how my body's recovering and what rate my body is recovering at when I'm sleeping.
Well, Trendon, thank you so much here for the time today, and congrats on the good play this week.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
We'll be back with the Preston Automotive Group starting lineup here on the Shorebirds pregame show.
Buy your home, you became a house hunting ace, learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Jelinek with you, getting you set for the series finale between the Shorebirds and the River Dogs here from Charleston. Let's get you through Preston Automotive Group starting lineups. First for your Delmarva Shorebirds, Luis Valdez leads it off. He's in center. Elio Prado, the DH, bats second. Michael Dazon, the left fielder, bats third. Isaac Bologna in right field bats fourth. Noel Bert Romero, the third baseman, hits fifth. Isaac De Leon, the shortstop, bats sixth. Reed Willems does the catching, hitting seventh. Moises Ramirez, the first baseman, bats eighth. And Roberto Martinez, freshly added to the Shorebirds roster yesterday, starts at second base, batting ninth for Moises Chassé, who was activated off the injured list earlier this morning. Chassé is due for just 30 to 45 pitches, and then Connor Grady will come in after him. Grady was slated to start today, but him and Chassé had been in tandem earlier in the season, with Chassé actually starting every one of those games. So this, nothing new for Grady coming in after Moises' work here today. Preston Automotive Group starting lineup for the Charleston River Dogs. Shane Sasaki leads it off. He's in center field. Carson Williams, the shortstop, hits second. Drew Baker in left field, bats third. Bobby Seymour, the first baseman, bats fourth. O'Neill Monzueta, the right fielder, bats fifth. Abiazel Ramirez, the second baseman, bats sixth. Luis Leon is the catcher, batting seventh. Fred Veal Chavez, the DH, hits eighth. And Edwin Barragan, the third baseman, bats ninth. Rounding it out for J.J. Goss, getting the start for Charleston here this evening. He'll be followed by Victor Munoz, just like they were back on Tuesday. They had Sandy Gastone sandwiched in between them back on Tuesday. Gastone, who pitched yesterday, obviously won't be doing that here today. River Dogs will try to make it just Goss and Munoz here for this one. It is a sweltering Sunday evening here from Charleston, right before Memorial Day. 86 degrees right now, and it'll only get probably hotter as the night goes on before the sun finally sets. By the time this one's done is when the sun will probably be setting as well, so it is going to be a scorching hot one. No clouds really up in the sky right now. The wind, for the first time, almost blowing out, kind of towards the right field corner at the moment. We've seen it mostly blow in from center for the entire week. Shorebirds going with their orange jerseys here for the finale, same that they wore in last night's game. Charleston in their Holy City uniform. We'll touch on that a little bit during the game about why they call themselves the Holy City. But they are Carolina blue jerseys. They say Holy City on the front. And the logo of the cap is an H and a C with a halo around the first stem of the H that you would write out. It's a really sharp logo, and it's actually the logo that they used for their championship rings when they won the Low A East League last season. Charleston coming in with the second best record in both the minors and Carolina League, a game back in Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Shorebirds will see the Pelicans up next, and we have heard quite a bit of chatter from both River Dogs players and staff asking the Shorebirds and myself to go into enemy territory down in Myrtle Beach and take a few from the Pelicans, allow the River Dogs to pick up some ground. Because Charleston, this is their final game of a 12-game homestand. They've gone 11-1, and they've only picked up one game on the Pelicans during that run. Actually, I don't think they've actually, I think they might have actually lost a game, now that I'm thinking about it. Myrtle Beach just had their 12-game winning streak snapped last night. So Charleston, yeah, actually lost a game over the course of the past 2 weeks when they've played almost perfect baseball. Shorebirds will try to steal one here this week and avoid being swept. For the first time in the six-game series era, last year, Shorebirds, top of my head, I believe only lost 5 out of 6 once. So far this season, they've lost 5 out of 6 a couple of times now. So they'll try to avoid falling 6 straight to Charleston. Losing 5 out of 6 sure beats getting swept 6 in a row. River Dogs have taken the field, so we'll go ahead, step aside one more time, and come back with first pitch. This has been the Shorebirds pregame show on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Counter, a bouncing ball through down the third baseline.
2 league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
National anthem has been sung, and that means it's time for Shorebirds baseball. Welcome, everybody, to Charleston, South Carolina, where the Shorebirds are wrapping up a six-game series against the Charleston River Dogs here from Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds have lost 5 in a row to Charleston. We'll try to avoid what would be the first-ever six-game sweep in their franchise's history. And they'll go up against J.J. Goss, getting the start for Charleston here on Sunday evening. Goss, his second outing of the week. He is 0-1 with a 3.13 ERA on the season. And this is the defense that is set up behind him for manager Blake Butera. Drew Baker is in left. Shane Sasaki is in center. O'Neill Monsueta is in right. Edwin Baldragon at third. Carson Williams at short. Abiazel Ramirez at second. Bobby Seymour at first. And Luis Leon does the catching for J.J. Goss. Goss threw 4 innings of one-run baseball back on Tuesday. He is now making his 9th start of the year. 6'3", 185 pounds, was a first-round pick, competitive balance round A selection, 36th overall out of Cypress, Texas back in 2019. 23 innings, he struck out 19, walked just 3. 22 hits, 9 runs, 8 earned. Opponents batting .265 against him. Luis Valdez will lead off for the Shorebirds against Goss. Goss, a 4-pitch mix, fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. Works on the first base side of the rubber and stunningly is wearing long sleeves, long navy blue sleeves under the Carolina blue jerseys here on Sunday for Charleston. It is sweltering hot, 86 degrees at first pitch. Not too much cloud cover either, so it's pure sunshine right now in the field. Better wear sunscreen, otherwise you're going to get roasted here today. Light wind blowing just out to right center right now. And we talked about the Carolina blue uniforms for Charleston, the Holy City alternate identity. Holy City written out in white across the front, Carolina blue jersey, navy blue hat, white pants. Shorebirds in their alternate orange, Shorebirds in black across the front, black numbers on the back, gray pants. Valdez, switch hitter, bats from the left side, digs in to lead it off. Goss from the first base out of the rubber into his wind. The first pitch of the game is lined off the glove of the third baseman, Barragan, and it topples into left field for a base hit. Barragan nearly speared the hot smash off the bat of Valdez, but it deflects off his glove into left field for a base hit. And on the first pitch of the game, Luis Valdez is aboard at first. Valdez just his third hit here of the road trip. He is at first. No, be out. Elio Prado now the batter. Right-handed stick. Goss the set. Here's the pitch. And Prado takes a called strike inside corner, 0-1. Goss will sit mostly 90-93 with the fastball. From the stretch very early, middle infield at double play depth, Valdez leading the Shorebirds in steals with 21. Throw over to first, and Valdez back in with a dive. Prado 4 for his first 15 with the Shorebirds. Had reached base safely in his first 3 games with Delmarva before going 0 for 5 last night. 0-1. Fastball misses up high, 1-1. Outfield straight away. Pretty solid crowd here on the Sunday before Memorial Day. 1-1. Valdez runs and Prado fouls it back. Counts 1-2, and that probably did Valdez a favor there. He did not get a good jump at first. By the time the ball actually hit the backstop was when Valdez was finally making it to second. Luis has been speedy here this week. 5 stolen bases. Hasn't been caught either. Man at first, nobody out, top of the first. Goss hands above the belt, the pitch. Fastball misses down and away. And the count's 2-2. Calling balls and strikes here tonight. It's Steve Kreese behind the plate. And Trey Jester, his crewmate, out in the field. 2-2 on Prado. Goss throws over to first again, and Valdez back in safely. Prado square stance, posts up on his front foot, heel off the ground, the pitch. Fastball is outside, and the count's full, 3-2. Rays are still easing Goss into the season. His last time out, went 4 innings against Delmarva. Just the second time this year, 3-2, runner goes. Prado swings and misses, the throw to second, and on a hop, not in time. Having to pick it, the second baseman Ramirez lifted up his glove, and Valdez was able to slide it under it with a headlong dive. 22nd stolen base of the season for Valdez. Prado strikes out, first out of the game. And there's a man at second and one out for Michael Desson. Desson had a couple of RBI singles back on Friday night. It was 3 for 5 then. It was 1 for 3 last night. Right-handed batter. Goss high light kick the pitch. And Desson taps it foul up the third base side for strike one. Rays will be, or not the Rays, Charleston, single-A Rays affiliate, wearing the same colors as the Rays actually today, will be very careful as of Valdez out at second. He's stolen third base twice here this week, and both times actually even wasn't on a pitch. 0-1. Down in the dirt, squirts away from Leon to his left. But within arm's reach, Valdez not going anywhere. Count stays even at one. Both times it's been on a throw back to the mounds with Luis Leon catching. He lobbed it back to Goss, or rather the pitcher who was on the mound at the time, and Valdez timed it up, took third without a play in each instance. The other factor when Valdez did that was Willy Vasquez was playing third, and he had his back turned to the infield, meaning that he didn't even notice Valdez was running. There was nobody to cover third anyways. One out, top of the first. The 1-1 count on Deson, hitting 242, 599 OPS, 9 driven in. No homers. 1-1. Deson takes a slider that hangs upstairs for ball two. Two balls and a strike on Deson. Valdez leads away from second. Second baseman Ramirez holds him close. Now backs away the 2-1. And Deson laid on the fastball, fouls it back and out of play. And the count's even at two. Scoreless game, top of the first. Shorebirds trying to strike first. Goss's pitch. And Deson taps it the other way to the first baseman Seymour right next to the bag. Gloves it, steps on the base, retires Deson. Valdez sprints over to third. And he's there with two outs for Isaac Bologna. Deson nearly snuck that one down the first baseline, but Seymour was playing pretty tight to the bag. A little bit surprisingly for a right-handed batter. Now, here's Bologna, the cleanup man. 5 homers, 26 driven in. Doss's first pitch. And Bologna checks his swing. Changeup misses outside for ball one. 2 outs, top of the first, man at third. Still a scoreless game for now. Bologna hitting 242, 777 OPS. And Goss steps off. Bologna 0 for 2 last night, but he did walk 3 times. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball misses in. And the count's 2-0. Wind really starting to gust now out towards right. Could make today very interesting if hitters are able to get a few balls airborne out to right. 2-0. And Bologna smashes it right back up the middle and into center, a base hit. Coming home to score, Valdez from third, and Isaac Bologna an RBI single as he scalds it up the middle. It's 1-0 Shorebirds here in the first. Nearly took Goss's head off on the mound as he flinched and ducked out of the way. Bologna with his team-leading 27th RBI of the season. And the Shorebirds on the board first. It's 1-0. Two outs, a man at first for Noelbert Romero now. 1-0 Birds, top of the first, the pitch. Romero takes a slider down the middle for strike one. It's been the thing for the Shorebirds here this week. They've continued to show resolve and fight, game in and game out. 0-1. Romero takes, slider down and away, counts even at one. Romero back in the lineup, got last night off. He had to leave Friday night's game early with what ended up being a little ankle injury. He said he's feeling okay now. It's the bottom and inside of his ankle. Tweaked it a little bit while taking a pitch. 1-1. Romero swings and pops it up to the left side of the diamond. Shortstop Williams calling for it on the infield dirt. Makes the catch to retire Romero. And then the first, the Shorebirds get a run. Isaac Bologna, an RBI single with 2 outs. Gets the scoring started. On to the bottom of the first, it's Delmarva 1. And Charleston coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Bottom of the first, it's Delmarva 1 and Charleston coming to bat for the first time in this one. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds getting an RBI single from Isaac Baloney in the top of the first to get the scoring started and give Moises Chassé a lead to work with here to kick off this game. Chassé making his first start since the beginning of May. Chassé last pitched on May the 6th. Had an IL stint from May the 10th through May the 29th. So back here to make his first start since the 6th at Columbia, his fifth start overall in the season. Right-hander into his wind. His first pitch to Shane Sasaki is popped in the air to right field, sending Isaac Baloney back to the warning track in front of the wall. He jumps and makes the grab. A wind howling straight out to right. A little jet stream pushes Baloney all the way back in front of the fence in right, crashes into it, and makes the catch to retire Sasaki on the first pitch from Chassé. Chassé is 0-2 with a 7.43 ERA, still 18 years old, will be for another week and a half. 6'1", 213 pounds, the righty into his wind is 0-1, or first pitch rather, to Carson Williams, is a breaking ball up high for ball one. Chassé's IL stint coincided with when he had struggled the most this season, 1-0. Slider on the outside corner, 1-1. That start against Columbia, his worst of the season. Gave up 6 runs, 5 earned, in an inning and 2/3. 1-1 pitch. Slider, outside edge, and the count's 1-2. Williams, one of the hottest hitters in the Carolina League. Demolished a 3-run homer last night. But now 5 homers in the season. 1-2. Williams swings and misses. Fastball up and out of the zone. And Moises Chassé not missing a beat, being activated off the IL today. Punches out Williams, and there's 2 outs here in the first. Try to slide in the Shorebirds defense for you before Chassé hopefully ends the inning. It's Michael Deson in left, Luis Valdez in center, Isaac Baloney in right. Albert Ramirez at third, Isaac De Leon at short, Roberto Martinez at second, and Moises Ramirez at first. The pitch from Chassé to Drew Baker is a slider outside for ball one. Creed Willems doing the catching for Chassé. Moises, 3/4 long, black sleeves, high black socks. Manola the rubber into his wind, the 1-0. Breaking ball is outside for ball two. It's 1-0 Shorebirds, bottom of the first. Baker, the 3-hole hitter for Charleston. Got Saturday night off, hitting 370, 2-0. Tries to check his swing and taps it up the third base side. Romero charges in, third baseman bare hands, throw to first, and gets Baker. A nice play by Noelbert Romero. Little bare hand snag and a good throw to first. Gets Baker, who got that ball off the knob of his bat. Chassé with a 1-2-3 first. On to the second. And it's Delmarva 1, Charleston nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good having someone on your side. Twists and turns that it has in store, 'cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is fair ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Top of the second from Charleston, it's the Shorebirds 1 and the River Dogs nothing. Isaac De Leon leads it off for Delmarva, 6-7-8 against J.J. Goss. Ready into his wind, his first pitch of the second. It's a fastball up high for ball one. De Leon, the Shorebirds shortstop, open stance from the right side. Goss, first base side of the rubber, into his windup. Here's the 1-0. And De Leon takes a fastball top of the zone for a called strike. De Leon, another multi-hit game last night when 2-for-4 was his second multi-hit game of the week, the 1-1. On the outside edge with a breaking ball, counts 1-2. He's now hitting 189, the highest his average has been this season, with an OPS steadily creeping up, now at 633. 1-2. Rolls it softly on the ground towards the whole left side. Third baseman Barragan cuts it off and throws the first to retire De Leon. And there's one out to begin the second. Brings up the catcher, Creed Willems. Creed starting for the second straight night. He had two hits last night as well. He and De Leon really powering the offense at four of the seven hits for the Shorebirds. Left-handed batter, first pitch from Goss. Swing and a miss. Change up down for strike one. One out, nobody on. It's 1-0 Shorebirds, top of the second. Willems, one homer, seven driven in on the season. The pitch. Willems fouls it straight back, and it's quickly 0-2. Willems is hitting 176, 512 OPS. 18 years old, his birthday coming up in a couple of days. 0-2. Chops it high down the first base side, foul. Count stays at 0-2. Creed's family, he said, will be in Myrtle Beach to celebrate with him. Pretty good timing for the Myrtle Beach road trip coinciding with his birthday. He'll be turning 19. 0-2 offering. Willem swings and misses, change up in the dirt. Leon picks it, tags him out, and Goss strikes him out. Two away here in the second. Two up, two down for Goss. That brings up Moises Ramirez, the eight-hole hitter. Ramirez was 0-for-3 last night with a walk. Right-handed batter, first offering. Fastball misses up and away for ball one. Ramirez has removed a lot of the bend at the knees in his at-bat. Not as spread out at the plate, standing far more upright. It's a big boy, 6'4", 235 the pitch. Fastball down the middle for strike one. Sitting 143, 412 OPS, no homers, seven driven in. 1-0 Shorebirds over the River Dogs, top of the second, the pitch. And Ramirez shoots it through the hole on the right side into right, a base hit. As he grounds it through the hole for a base knock. Ramirez a single the other way, and he extends the second for Roberto Martinez, clearing the bottom of the order. Martinez, the nine man here tonight, making his first single A start, was called up earlier today. Switch hitter bats from the left side. The first pitch from Goss. He swings and misses. Fastball down and in for strike one. It's 1-0 Shorebirds over the River Dogs, top of the second. Man at first, two outs for Roberto Martinez. Wiry frame, 6 foot, 145 pounds. 19 years old out of Bonnie in the Dominican Republic. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Change up, down and away. And it's 0-2. Last year in 36 games in the FCL, Martinez hit 181, 469 OPS, no homers, four driven in. Infield plays on the pull. Ramirez at first, two outs. Here's the 0-2. And Martinez takes up high, but first a balk had been called. So no pitch. Ramirez granted second. Goss evidently didn't come to a complete stop. Balks Ramirez to second. A man in scoring position with two outs now for Martinez. Count 0-2. Goss comes set just below the letters. Looks to second, 0-2. It's down the dirt. Martinez lays off, counts 1-2. Outfield straight away. Infield with the shortstop, Williams, right behind the runner at second. Goss a long look in. And finally, time called. Martinez, the batter, steps out. One nothing Shorebirds, top two. And in second, two outs. Goss is 1-2. And Martinez takes a breaking ball up and in. And a duck out of the way. Counts 2-2. Goss seems to have his pretty good stuff here early on in this one, but his control's been a little spotty at times, falling behind in counts. 2-2. And Martinez takes up high for ball three, or in this instance, Goss being unable to put away Martinez. And Goss knows the scouting report on Martinez. He struggled in the FCL last season. First at bat here at single A, just attack him. Did that on the first two pitches, but has nibbled since. 3-2 pitch. And it's a fastball right down the middle for a called strike three. Letter high, Martinez can't pull the trigger. Goss sits him down and strands Ramirez at second to end the top of the second. We go to the bottom of the frame. It's Delmarva 1, Charleston nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Bottom of the second, Shorebirds leading the River Dogs 1-0. Moises Chassé had a very effective and efficient 1-2-3 first inning against Charleston. His first action in just over 3 weeks. Took him just 8 pitches to set down the side in order. Has 4, 5, and 6 due up for Charleston in the second. Chassé had a 3-week-long stint on the IL, getting activated earlier today. After throwing 8 consecutive scoreless innings to start the season, Chassé got rocked in his next 3 outings. Righty into his wind, his first pitch to Bobby Seymour. Changeup misses outside for ball 1. Seymour, cleanup man, big left-handed batter. On the season, Seymour, 5 homers, 26 driven in. 1-0. Seymour swings and skies it out to center. Not too deep. Valdez camps under it in medium deep center and puts it away for the first out here in the second. Valdez, his prior 3 outings to tonight, had given up a combined 12 runs over just 5-plus frames. So they're certainly losing something as the season went on. Got a 3-week rest and respite. Stayed with the Shorebirds the entire time. And now back and ready to get to work. Here's O'Neill Monsueta, right-handed batter. Swings and misses at a first-pitch slider for strike one. And early on, Chassé has been far heavier on the breaking stuff than his fastball. Top of my head, only seen maybe 3 or 4 fastballs to this point. 0-1. Monsueta swings and fouls it at the plate off the catcher, Willems. Breaking ball was up high, chopped it into the ground. It's 0-2. Monsueta hitting .263, .830 OPS. Was 1-for-4 last night with an RBI single, part of that 8-run fifth. Right-handed batter. One out, nobody on. Bottom two, Shorebirds lead it 1-0. Trying to avoid 6-game sweep. 0-2. Fastball misses up and in from Chassé. 91 up around the chin. Monsueta spins out of the box. It's 1-2. Chase Vilo, at least early on here, a couple of ticks lower than where we saw it at the beginning of the season. 1-2. Fastball down and away. It's 2-2. Again, fastball at 90 for Chase there. At the start of the campaign, he was more of 93 to 95, sometimes even touching 96. 2-2 delivery. Breaking ball popped in the air, left side of the infield. Shortstop De Leon calling for it. Gets under it and makes the catch with two hands for the second out here in the second. Five up, five down for Chase here in his return off the IL. Chase is slated for 30 to 45 pitches, and I think the thought was that would get him through at least one inning, maybe two and three if they're lucky. Right now, Chase being far more efficient than I think anybody would have hoped. First pitch to Abiezel Ramirez. Change up, down, and in for ball one. Right now, Chase at 16 pitches through an inning and two-thirds. Ramirez, the second baseman, stands in. Sixth man in the order. Switch hitter bats left. Chase, the windup, the pitch. Fastball misses outside for ball two. Ramirez, two homers, 10 driven in. Hitting 217, 792 OPS. 2-0. Warm burner, hit on the ground to short. De Leon charges in, gloves, throws on the run, not nearly in time to get Ramirez as he cued it off the end of the bat, spinning top out to De Leon at short. Made that play as fluidly as he could, and Ramirez way too quick out of the box to get him, and that's the first base runner of the game for Charleston. Infield single. Brings up Luis Leon. Leon hit a two-run homer in last night's game that broke a scoreless deadlock in the bottom of the fifth and kicked off that eight-run fifth inning. First pitch, runner goes from first, and Leon fouls it back. Strike one. Shorebirds lead the River Dogs 1-0, bottom of the second. Series finale, Charleston's taken the first five this week. Since minor league baseball shifted to the six-game series, Delmarva has never been swept. They have swept two series, both against Fredericksburg, but Shorebirds have never been on the short end of the stick. Chase high set, the 0-1. Fastball in the outside corner, it's 0-2. Leon switch hitter bats left. Three homers, 16 driven in. Hitting 253, 750 OPS. Infield plays on the pull. Outfield straight away. 0-2. Foul to the backstop. Leon able to spoil but stay alive. Count stays at 0-2. Chase crossfire set. Hands next to his ear. And a throw over to first. Oh, almost had Ramirez picked up. But Ramirez dropped the ball at first. He's able to hold on to that, apply the tag. I think they get Ramirez. But Abiezel back in safely. Ramirez 6-for-7 in stolen bases this season. Charleston's actually stolen four bases in back-to-back games. 0-2. And Leon, a soft liner to short on the short hop picked by De Leon, sets his feet, throws to first to get Leon. As De Leon able to retire him and end the second. On to the third, Shorebirds lead the River Dogs 1-0 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebirds Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the third. Shorebirds leading the River Dogs 1-0 here on Sunday from Charleston. Luis Valdez leads it off for the Birds against J.J. Goss on the mound. The righty into his wind. His first pitch to Valdez is a changeup in the dirt for ball one. Top of the order here for the Birds. Valdez swung at the game's first pitch. Lined a single to left. 1-0. Fastball at the knees for a called strike. Valdez then stole second and scored on Isaac Bologna's RBI single. That run is held up through the first two. It's still 1-0 Shorebirds. 1-1. Down the dirt again with the changeup. It's 2-1. Valdez now with six stolen bases here in the week. Four runs scored. 2-1. Breaking ball misses up and away. It's 3-1. And for Valdez, he's made the most of every time he's been on base. Two singles, now seven walks. Four runs scored and six stolen bases. 3-1. He swings and chops it foul into the River Dogs' dugout first base side. And the count's full, 3-2. Gorgeous Sunday afternoon before Memorial Day. Getting late in the afternoon at least, almost 6 o'clock. 3-2. Fastball outside, ball four, and Valdez works the leadoff walk off of J.J. Goss. First walk that Goss has issued in the game. Barely a cloud in the sky right now. Lights are already starting to turn on, though, just to mitigate some of the dusk that we'll see in a couple of hours. Not too much a breeze right now. It had been blowing out pretty strong to right earlier in the game. For right now, the flags lay still out in right center. First pitch to Elio Prado. He rips one into right field, and that'll drop in for a base hit on one hop in front of Mansueta. Fires it all the way into third, and the first two are on here in the third for the Shorebirds. Valdez at second, Prado at first. A line shot to right. It's been one of the most impressive things about Prado since he joined the Shorebirds at the start of this week. He does such a good job of going the other way. Barreled that one up, stayed inside the baseball. Didn't do too much. It's fifth hit of the week. Now two on, nobody out for Michael Desone. The Charleston bullpen springs to action. Desone, right-handed batter. Here's the pitch. He swings and rolls it on the ground, foul down the third baseline for strike one. Righty currently loosening out in the Charleston bullpen. Does look like that could be Victor Munoz, who is scheduled to be the back end of the tandem with Goss tonight. 0-1. Desone takes a breaking ball outside, 1-1. Michael grounded the first, his first time up. It's 1-0 Shorebirds top of the third. Charleston 11-1 on this homestand. Last week they took 5 out of 6 from Augusta. Took the first five that week as well before losing on Sunday. 1-1, runners take off in the throw, or rather the transfer bobbled by Leon, the catcher. Can't get a throw off, and the Shorebirds pull off a double steal. Pitch missed outside for ball two. Valdez takes third, Prado takes second, and the Shorebirds in business here in the third. Men at second and third, nobody out. Great job by Valdez and Prado as well to see that Luis took off and be the trail runner. Infield plays back for Charleston at outfield straight away. The 2-1. And Desone takes a slider off the outside corner for ball three. And sit on one pitch in one spot now. Cleanup man Isaac Bologna on deck. Open stance for Desone. Bounces up and off his front foot. The 3-1. Fastball called strike inside corner at the knees. Desone had already walked across the plate. He thought he was headed to first. Counts full, 3-2. Valdez at third, Prado at second. Novi out, top of the third. It's 1-0 Shorebirds. The 3-2. And Deson takes outside, ball four. Mishael walks, the second walk of the inning for Goss. And the bases are loaded with nobody out. Pelone lined a single off of Goss into center his first time up to drive in Valdez. Run has stood up since then. It's still 1-0 Shorebirds here in the third. Nobody out. Bases loaded. First pitch to Bologna. It's down the dirt. Nice block by Leon, the catcher. 1-0. Isaac's single back in the first was his fifth hit of the series, his second RBI. Bases juiced, nobody out, top of the third. 1-0. Bologna takes a fastball high for ball two, and Goss's command here in the inning evaporating quickly, and pitching coach R.C. Lichtenstein heads out to the mound to chat with him and figure out how to reverse this process. Ken Charleston has a man up in the bullpen. They'd like Goss to work deep. We mentioned off the top of the broadcast, Goss's innings have been pretty well limited to begin the season. He didn't work more than three innings during the entire month of April. In his past two outings, the 18th against Augusta and the 24th earlier this week against the Shorebirds, were his first two outings of the season where he actually went four. I think Charleston was hoping to stretch him out maybe to four plus into five tonight. But the Shorebirds have thrown a wrench into that plan. Goss right now at 50 pitches, just 27 strikes. Two and L count on Bologna. Shorebirds have not hit a grand slam yet this season. Bases loaded, nobody out. Top three. Goss is 2-0. And Bologna takes a fastball, letter high inside corner for strike one. Valdez at third, Prado at second, Deson at first. Infield plays Bologna to pull, outfield straight away and deep. 2-1. Bologna rips one into right center field. That'll split the gap and head towards the wall. Valdez scores. Here comes Prado to score. Deson stops at third, and Isaac Bologna into second with a two-run double. It's 3-0 Shorebirds here in the third. Isaac Bologna continues to come up clutch here over the past 2 weeks with the Shorebirds. Three RBIs already in the game here tonight. And it's 3-0 Delmarva in the third. Their largest lead of the week. Charleston couldn't close out the sweep against Augusta last Sunday. And the Shorebirds, at least early on, trying to stave off the same thing. And now time called by the field umpire, Trey Jester. The third baseman, Edwin Barragan, pointing out something. Not really sure quite what. Now we'll get back to the action. Infield in for Charleston. Noelbert Romero, the batter. Men at second and third, still nobody out. Goss set. Here's his pitch. And Romero, a big swing and a miss at a hanging breaker. It's 0-1. Romero popped a short his first time up. Noelbert, right-handed batter, has driven in 11 on the season. Infield in. Here's the 0-1. Romero takes a fastball on the outside corner. It's 0-2. Goss has had trouble finding the strike zone here tonight. And even when he's gotten ahead in the count, has had trouble putting batters away. Quite a few two-strike counts that have not ended up in strikeouts, but instead in base hits. Five hits in the game for the Birds, 0-2. And Romero reaches for it and spoils it back and out of play. Pitch was a couple of inches off the outside corner. Manages to stay alive. Still 0-2 on Romero. Goss set below the letters. Here's the pitch. And Romero lines it through the whole left side of base hit. Deson comes in to score. Bologna stops at third as Baker gets it in from left. And Noelbert Romero, a two-strike RBI laser of a single to left. And it's now 4-0 Shorebirds in the third. Again, another two-strike hit for the Shorebirds off of Goss. Can't put Romero away. Noel Burt drives in his 12th of the season. And there's men at the corners and still nobody out for Isaac De Leon. De Leon grounded to third his first time up. Right-handed batter. Infield plays back looking for two. First pitch. Fastball is up and away for ball one. So Charleston conceding the run for two outs. That includes the third baseman, Barragan, who plays back of the bag at third. Romero held on at first by Seymour. Goss the righty, deals home. And a breaking ball cut on and missed. Had plenty of plate. De Leon can't connect. Strike one. 4-0 Shorebirds, top of the third. Delmarva trying to avoid a six-game sweep. 1-1 pitch. And De Leon uncorks one. Deep left center field. Baker racing back. Looks up. It's gone. A three-run blast for Isaac De Leon. And the Shorebirds have poured it on here in the third. A three-run homer for De Leon. Makes it a six-run frame. And the Shorebirds lead it 7-0 here in the third. De Leon's third homer of the season. RBIs 16, 17, and 18. And he hastens the exit of J.J. Goss out of this game. Manager Blake Butera out of the mound to grab him. And we've got ourselves a tech net call to the bullpen. De Leon's three-run homer, the final pitch that Goss throws in the game. And Charleston goes to the pen. We'll be back in a minute with a new arm on the mound here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com Fan Zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Back at Riley Park here in Charleston, South Carolina, it's now the Shorebirds 7 and the River Dogs nothing. We're still in the top of the third. We've got a tech net call to the bullpen. Victor Munoz replaces J.J. Goss, who goes just two-plus innings, doesn't record an out in the third, allows 7 runs on 7 hits, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts, and the final nail in the coffin, an Isaac De Leon 3-run homer out to left center to make it a 7-0 game. Shorebirds with 6 runs here in the third, extracting some revenge for the 8-run fifth yesterday by Charleston. Victor Munoz now on the mound. Munoz making his 9th appearance of the season. He's 4-2 with a 3.76 ERA. 6 foot, 360 pounds, right-handed pitcher. Works from a full wine first base side of the rubber. His first pitch to Creed Willems. It's a fastball that misses inside for ball one. Munoz, 26 in the third innings, has struck out 20, walked 9. 29 hits, 18 runs, 11 earned the pitch. Fastball again misses inside for ball two. Willems struck out his first time up against Goss. Munoz, the 2-0. And Willems takes it inside right off the elbow guard. He'll drop the protective padding and trot on down to first. He's hit by the pitch. So not a good start for Victor Munoz out of the bullpen. Shorebirds saw him back on Tuesday. Munoz went 2 innings, allowing 5 runs, 3 earned on 5 hits, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. Now Moises Ramirez, 8th man to hit in the inning, 8th man in the order. Munoz the stretch, the pitch. And Ramirez takes a fastball down the middle at 92. Ramirez singled his first time up. Munoz comes set at the belt. Willems barely a lead from first, the pitch. And Ramirez, it's a worm burner towards second, flagged down by the second baseman. Ramirez drops it, picks it up, and throws to second just in time to force out Willems for the first out of the inning. Ramirez had to slide to his left to corral the baseball. When he tried to get rid of it the first time, dropped it, recovered, still made the play. And there's one away here in the third, still 7-0 Shorebirds. 4-6 on the fielder's choice. Now Roberto Martinez, switch hitter, bats left. Munoz set. Here's the pitch. And Martinez takes fastball in the inside corner for strike one. Martinez's first single-A plate appearances last time, struck out looking. And at first, one out, the pitch. Takes a changeup down the middle, it's 0-2. O2 pitch. And Martinez drills one deep down the right field line towards the corner. It's gone! Through the palmetto trees, over the wall and right. Roberto Martinez, his first single-A hit, is a moonshot. A two-run homer, and the Shorebirds lead it 9-0 here in the third. And Martinez knew it as soon as he hit it. Crosses the plate, a big slap in the head from Moises Ramirez to greet him. Everybody out of the dugout to give him high fives. And Roberto Martinez, who didn't even homer last year, that's his first career homer stateside. It's a two-run shot. And it's 9-0 Shorebirds in the third. Back to the top of the order in Luis Valdez. His second at-bat, or plate appearance of the inning, takes up and away for ball one. 1-0, Valdez pops it out of play, third base side. It's 1-0. Valdez switch hitter batting left, the 1-1. And Valdez taps it foul, third base side. It's 1-2. Valdez walked, stole third, and came in to score on Bologna's two-run double earlier in the frame. Here's the 1-2. Valdez takes outside, and the count's even at 2. 8 runs here in the third for the Shorebirds. No coincidence, it's the same amount that Charleston put up in the fifth last night. 2-2. And Valdez scrapes it out of play, left field side. Count remains at 2-2. Two again. Valdez pops it up. Left side of the infield. Third baseman Barragan calls for it and makes the catch in the baseline towards short. And there's two outs here in the third. Shorebirds came into this game having homered just once all week. That was Trendon Craig last night, a three-run homer. They've homered twice here in the third. Three extra base hits in the frame as well. Two homers and a double. Now Elio Prado takes a first pitch fastball in the outside corner for strike one. Prado singled his first time up here in the inning. He's 1-for-2. Right on right matchup, the 0-1. Checks his swing, slider down and away, and the count's 1-1. Here's the pitch. And Prado stings it on the ground right up the middle and into center, a base hit. His second hit of the inning. He's 2-for-3, and he keeps the third inning alive. He's at first for Michael Desone. Desone walked earlier in the frame against J.J. Goss, came in to score. He's 0-for-1. Another right-handed batter. Outfield straight away, the pitch. Slider is down and away for ball one. Prado leads away from first. Munoz set. The 1-0. DeSone, a high chopper out towards short. Third baseman tries to cut it off, but Barragán has it go under his glove. And now around second, Prado, the throw back to the bag, and he's out. Prado tried to take thirds and saw nobody covering, but Carson Williams recovered quickly enough to stop him in his tracks and throw him out at second on his retreat to end the inning. But the Shorebirds score 8 times. 3-run homer, Isaac De Leon. 2-run homer, Roberto Martinez. Isaac Valone with a 2-run double as well. And we go to the bottom of the third. It's Delmarva 9 and Charleston nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebirds Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds. Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Bottom of the third, the Shorebirds have broken this one wide open. It's Delmarva 9 and Charleston nothing. Moises Jase comes back out to the mound with a large lead to protect. Leading it off, Redvil Chavez for Charleston. First pitch from Jase is a fastball in the inside corner for strike one. Jase, so far, has allowed just one hit, 0-1. Chavez takes a slider up high, 1-1. Single to Ramirez with 2 outs in the second, an infield knock. Since return off the IL has been very, very sharp. 1-1. Chavez swings and misses. It's 1-2. 8-9-1 here in the third for Charleston, trying to put the pieces back together after an 8-run third inning for the Shorebirds. Chavez right-handed batter, 1 homer, 8 driven in. The 1-2. He hits it off the thumbs through the whole right side, a base hit. On one hop by the stabber Ramirez at first. Base hit for Chavez leads off the third. And the Shorebirds need a shutdown inning for Moises Jase. Yes, a 9-run lead looks very large right now. There's still a lot of game left. And we've seen this Charleston offense put up runs in bunches. 3 runs here all of a sudden gives the River Dogs a little bit of life. If you just do that 2 more times and suddenly it's a tie game. And at first, nobody out. Here's Edwin Barragán. Right-handed batter, first pitch. Fastball misses up high for ball one. Connor Grady starting to throw out in the Shorebirds bullpen. He's scheduled to pitch after Jase today in tandem. Moises, righty, comes to a high set. Here's the pitch. And Barragán fouls it back. It's 1-1. Barragán, 3 for his first 9 with Charleston. Homered in his first plate appearance with the club earlier this week. Roberto Martinez matches him 1 plate appearance later. 1-1 pitch. Fastball up and away. It's 2-1. Shutout inning would be big, but just an out out of Barragán would be huge with the top of the order on deck. Hate to have to go through the toughest part of this lineup with men on. 2-1. Barragán takes a fastball high for ball three. Jase's pitch count right now, he's at 30 pitches. Supposed to go 30 to 45, so we'll see how much longer the leash is on him here in the inning. 3-1 home. Fastball high, ball four, and Jase's allowed the first two of the inning to reach. A single and now a walk. Brings up Shane Sasaki, and that's going to be it for Moises Chassé. I would at least wager as Felipe Rojas Jr., the manager, is out to the mound. He hasn't pointed into the bullpen yet, and Connor Grady hasn't made a move out of the pen yet either. So we'll see whether or not Chassé's day is done. And Chassé now shaking hands with his catcher, Creed Willems. That should be it for Moises. They're going to wait it out, though, and allow Grady to throw a few more warm-up pitches out in the bullpen. But he hands the ball over to Felipe. He points out to the pen, and Connor Grady is coming on with two on and nobody out here in the third. Shorebirds lead it 9-0. We've got a TechNet call to the bullpen. Back in a minute here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi, fans. This is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away, for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
still in the bottom of the third here from Charleston, South Carolina. It's the River Dogs trailing the Shorebirds 9-0. TechNet called the bullpen. Connor Grady comes on to replace Moises Chassé. Was a really good return off the IL for Moises here today. He goes 2-plus innings, 31 pitches. Allows two hits, one walk, one strikeout. Leaves with two aboard. Those are his responsibilities, so his line not complete yet. And Connor Grady will try to leave him there. Grady making his ninth appearance of the season. He's 2-3 with a 6.28 ERA. He started back on Tuesday against Charleston and got shelled. Gave up seven runs, but only two were earned. Six hits, one walk, no strikeouts. Took the loss, his third of the season. Shane Sasaki at the top of the order is the first to face him. He's got men at first and second, nobody out. Grady, a 6'2", 205-pound right-handed pitcher. 23 years old, out of Florida State, drafted in the 18th round last season. The pitch. Slider is down in the dirt for ball one. Grady in 28 and two-thirds innings has struck out 32, walked 9. Opponents batting 325 against him, the 1-0. Fastball spotted up perfectly on the outside corner at 88. Grady, a five-pitch mix, four-seam fastball, two-seamer, slider, curveball, changeup. Middle infield at double play depth, Sasaki 0-for-1 tonight. Here's the pitch. He swings, hits it off the hands on a couple of hops to first. Ramirez fields, slips, then flips it to Grady at first to beat the hustling Sasaki on the 3-1 putout. Ramirez's slip was caused by a bout of indecisiveness. He, for some reason, thought about throwing to second. Had no play there, and when he tried to plant his foot to turn back to first, had it give way on him a little. He's able to make the play. Runners advance to second and third. That brings up Carson Williams. He struck out his first time up. First pitch from Grady. Swing and a miss. Slider down. Strike one. Infield back for the Shorebirds, protecting a 9-run lead, willing to concede a run here. Williams hit a 3-run mammoth homer in the 5th inning last night. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball in. It's 0-2. He's got an OPS at 994, 18 years old, for another month. 28th overall pick of the Rays last year. Right-handed batter, Grady from the belt. High light kick, the pitch. Fastball misses down and away. It's 1-2. All the damage Grady allowed against Charleston came in the second inning. Actually faced the minimum in the first and then seven runs in the second. 1-2 offering. Slider in the dirt. Williams lays off. And the count's even at two. Gave up back-to-back homers. A two-run shot to Bobby Seymour. And then Mason Auer followed it up. A solo homer. Men in second and third. One out. It's 9-0 Shorebirds. Bomb of the third. Trying to avoid a series sweep. The 2-2. And Williams swings and misses. Goes through the wickets of Willems to the backstop. Williams safe at first. Coming home to score from third on a wild pitch. Chavez. And Charleston gets a run back. It's 9-1. Barragan goes to third as well on the wild pitch. And that feels like one of those small miscues where you give Charleston a little bit of extra space in this inning, an extra out, and they'll run with it. And they'll run a long way. Men at the corner, still one out. Drew Baker, the batter, first pitch. Fastball misses low for ball one. Middle infield at double play depth. The wind still blowing towards the right field foul pole. So anything hit out to left will get knocked down, but towards the corner and right, it might blow out. The 1-0, chopped high on the ground towards the whole left side. De Leon, the shortstop, fields jump throw to second, and he forces out Williams. Another run comes in to score as Barragan crosses the plate on the fielder's choice. Williams out at second, a nice play by De Leon, ranging to his right. RBI for Baker, his 23rd of the season. That brings up Bobby Seymour. That closes the book on Moises Chassé. Chassé gives up two runs over two innings, both earned. There's Bobby Seymour, first pitch. Fastball misses low for ball one. It's now 9-2 Shorebirds, last of the third. Seymour, left-handed batter. Infield plays him to pull a little. Throw over to first, and Grady nearly picks off Baker. Barely back in. Baker 17 for 20 in stolen bases this season. Seymour open stance from the left side of the pitch. He swings and fouls it back, 1-1. Still barely a cloud in the sky right now. LED lights have already come on here at the ballpark to help mitigate what is an extremely high sky. 1-1. Seymour takes high for ball two. Seymour flies to center his first time up the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got a fastball by him. Counts even at two. Two-two pitch. Seymour takes a fastball that runs outside. Counts full. 2 outs, a man at first. Baker will get a head jump here. 9-2 Shorebirds, bomb of the third. Delmarva with 8 in the top half. Charleston answers with 2 in the bottom half. Runner goes, the payoff pitch, and Seymour hits it high in the air, deep down the left field line towards the corner. Deson watches it, just slice foul. It was towards the very short porch and left. It's just 305 down the line before it juts back out to 340, and Seymour just couldn't keep it fair. All he had to do was get it to cross in fair territory in front of the pole before it sliced foul, wrap it around. Couldn't even do that. Still 3-2. The pitch. And Seymour takes down and in. It goes to the backstop. Rounding second. Thinking about taking third was Baker, but he'll hold up as Willems retrieves the wild pitch. Grady walks Seymour. And there's two on with two out for O'Neill Monzueta. Monzueta popped to short his first time up. Right-handed batter, two on, two out. 9-2 Shorebirds, bottom of the third, the pitch. Swung on and chopped foul at the plate for strike one. 0-1 pitch. Onsueta takes just off the inside corner. A two-seamer ran just in front of the edge. It's 1-1. Brady looks back to second, hands at the belt the pitch. Breaking, or fastball rather, down and in. Misses her ball two. Onsueta, weak dribbler foul just to the right of the Shorebirds dugout third base side. And Grady a strike away again from getting out of the inning. Shorebirds really needed a shutdown frame. They've given up two in the inning after scoring eight in the top half. But strand two aboard. Still feel like a pretty major victory. 2-2 pitch. And Onsueta stays alive. Another weak roller to the backstop. Brady readies up his pitch, and Onsueta takes a called strike three. Breaking ball throws him down the middle, and Grady strands two aboard here in the third. Charleston does get two, though. On to the fourth, it's Delmarva 9, Charleston 2, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi, fans. This is Sam Gelinick, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gelinick on the call, both home and away, for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Top of the fourth, Shorebirds with a 7-run lead over the River Dogs, 9-2. Isaac Baloney leads it off here in the fourth for Delmarva. Shorebirds managed to send 12 to the plate in the third, scored 8 runs. Baloney from the left side leads it off against Victor Munoz. From the wind, his first pitch, Baloney swings and pops it up. Foul ground, third base side, third baseman Barragan gives it a look, but it lands in the concourse for strike one. Baloney had the first big hit of the third inning, a 2-run double with the bases loaded. Made it a 3-0 game at the time, 0-1. And Baloney hits a sky-scraping drive out to deep right center field. Sasaki going back at the warning track. He jumps, and he keeps it in the yard as it lands in front of him on the fence. Baloney around second, and he slides feet first into third with a triple. I don't know if Sasaki knocked that one down himself the wall or not, but he leapt high into the air, and the ball ended up landing at his feet in front of the wall. Seemed to mistime his jump a little. Spalloni nearly knocked that one out of here. But it's a triple, and Isaac suddenly a homer away from a cycle. Albert Romero, the batter, infield comes in for the River Dogs. First pitch, swing and a miss for strike one. For Baloney, that's his first triple of the season. Romero, an RBI single his last time up. He's 1-for-2. 9-2 Shorebirds in the fourth. The pitch, breaking ball down and away for ball one. Charleston just got two runs back to claw it to a 7-run game. Shorebirds trying to restore their advantage. 1-1. Romero, a high chopper, cut off by the third baseman Barragan, looks Bologna back to third, and then throws to first to retire Romero. First out here in the fourth. So brings up Isaac De Leon, and 3-run homer back in the third. Third homer of the season for him, his first since a solo shot against Fredericksburg a week and a half ago. Right-handed batter, infield stays in. Munoz, his second inning out of the bullpen, comes set at the belt, ready deals home. And De Leon takes a breaking ball in the dirt. It squirts away from Leon to his right. Here comes Bologna to the plate, and he scores with a slide. The throw to the plate was late. Munoz wasn't there in time to cover. And Bologna scores on the wild pitch to make it now a 10-2 Shorebirds lead. Munoz back to the windup, his 1-0 to De Leon. He swings and dribbles it foul, third base side, into the Birds' dugout. 1-1. So the Shorebirds potentially well on their way to setting quite a few season highs in runs. 1-1. Misses up high for ball two, or what I should say is a few season highs offensively. Obviously, runs being one of those categories. 2-1 pitch. De Leon takes a slider down the middle, 2-2. Shorebirds' most runs in a game this season was 11. They've done that twice, including last Sunday against Fredericksburg. 2-2. De Leon off the hands, grounds it right to the second baseman Ramirez, vacuums it up, throws to first, and there's two away here in the fourth. Most hits in the game for the Shorebirds has been 14. They're already at 11 here in the fourth. Now the catcher Creed Willems, seventh man in the lineup. Left-handed batter, the first pitch. This is inside for ball one. 10-2 Shorebirds, top of the fourth. Bologna tripled and then scored on a wild pitch. Here it comes. And Willems takes on the outside corner at 94, 1-1. Creed 0-for-1 was hit by a pitch his last time up. Here it comes. And he swings and drives it in the air to left center field. Left fielder and center fielder converge, and into the left fielder Baker to make the call and the catch to retire Willems. And then the fourth, Shorebirds get another run though. Isaac Bologna triples and scores on a wild pitch. On to the bottom of the fourth, it's Delmarva 10, Charleston 2, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plays. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the fourth, Shorebirds with a 10-2 lead over Charleston River Dogs here on Sunday, the series finale. Shorebirds trying to avoid what would be their first six-game sweep in franchise history. since minor league baseball shifted to the six-game format. Connor Grady got the final 3 outs of the third, comes back out for the fourth. Abiezel Ramirez leads it off, and a left-handed batter takes outside for ball one. Grady replaced Moises Chassé, who went two-plus innings, stranded two on. And Grady allowed both those runners to score as Ramirez swings and pops it up to the left side of the diamond. Third baseman Romero into shallow left makes the catch for the first out here in the fourth. Grady then stranded two on to end the inning as well. Chassé's line final, two-plus innings, two runs both earned. And now Grady takes over, hoping to do the bulk of the work here this afternoon, maybe even finish it off himself. Here's Luis Leon, the catcher. Switch hitter bats left, seventh man in the order, and he takes a changeup down and away for ball one. 10-2 Delmarva, bottom of the fourth. 8-run third inning for the Shorebirds. 1-0. And Leon winds it back to the mound off of Grady's glove. He goes and collects it on the infield grass, flips the first, but not in time to get Leon. Pitching coach Joe Hallmacher and the trainer Griffin Pyatt head out to check on Grady. But I think that got him just on the glove, and that's what he indicates to Griffin, is that it just got off his glove. That was awfully close to his head. It's nothing more than a little dazed and confused after taking a liner right by his ear. He nearly caught it. I think Connor, knowing him, he's probably more upset that he didn't make the play and that he gave up hard contact like that, rather than the fact that almost hit his head. So Leon a single. He's at first for Fred Veal Chavez. He's one for one with a single himself. Squirted it through the whole right side his first time up. 10-2 Birds, bottom of the fourth. Grady's pitch. Chavez swings and misses. A flat-footed swing on a slider down and away. Strike one. Shorebirds are the last of the Orioles affiliates to play here today. 0-1. Chavez takes in the dirt, 1-1. All the other affiliates have actually already won. Bowie, a 13-2 romp over Erie. Aberdeen, 6-4 over Wilmington. And Norfolk, 8-4 over Gwinnett. Orioles, unfortunately, did lose against the Red Sox, 12-2. 1-1. Chavez dribbles it foul to the backstop. It's 1-2. At least on the minor league side, the Shorebirds can complete a series or eight. System sweep. They hold on to this one. Right now up by 8. Bomb of the 4th against Charleston. Man at first, 1 out. Grady from the belt. Here it comes. And Chavez chops it down the 3rd baseline. Grabbed by the 3rd baseman Romero. Throws the 2nd one. And the throw back to 1st by the 2nd baseman Martinez is spiked to the sidewall. So no double play. No error either. Chavez stays at 1st base. Reaches on the field of choice. Birds have to go a long way around the horn to try to turn that one. Romero fielded it deep behind the bag at 3rd. It was a good feed, actually, to Martinez at 2nd, but he just threw that baseball straight into the ground. Here's Edwin Barragan, first pitch to him. Change up down the middle for strike one. Shorebirds leading the River Dogs by 8 here in the last of the 4th. Barragan, the 9th man in the order, walked and scored his first time up. The pitch. He swings and lines one towards 2nd over the leap of Martinez and on into right center field. Chavez trucks it up to 2nd. He'll stop there. And Barragan with a line drive single puts 2 on with 2 out for Shane Suzuki. Suzuki's 0 for 2. Flied out to right and grounded to 1st. Top of the order here. 2 on, 2 out. Grady's pitch. Down the dirt for ball 1. pitch. Suzuki dribbles it foul into the Shorebirds dugout third base side. It's 1-1. Something about Sundays of late for the Shorebirds. It's actually a change of pace. Delmarva, prior to their past two Sundays, had actually failed to win a series finale or a game on Sunday. Now 2-5 on Sundays on the season. But both those wins coming the past 2 weeks. The pitch, it's cut on and missed. 1-2. 11-4 win over Fredericksburg last Sunday. And then the Sunday prior was the 3-run walk-off homer for Isaac Bologna. 1-2. And Sasaki floats it in the air to shallow right center field. On comes the center fielder, Valdez. He dives and can't make the play. Chavez comes home to score from second. Up to second goes Barragan. And Sasaki dumps one in to shallow right center for an RBI single. It's back to a 7-run game. It's Delmarva 10, Charleston 3. Brings up Carson Williams for Sasaki. That's his 19th RBI of the season. First pitch breaking ball misses inside to Williams for ball one. Williams 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. Now Grady steps off, wants to go through the signs again. He's ready to go, the pitch, and Williams rolls it foul down the third base side. Counts even in one. Williams never so slightly open stands on the right side. Grady, first base side of the rubber, hands together at the belt. Looks to second, now throws. And the two-seamer misses down and in. Williams checks his swing. Peel out to the second base umpire, Trey Jester, says no swing. And Williams ahead in the count, 2-1. Breaking ball down and away. Williams won't chase, and the count's 3-1. Tough thing in through the end stretch of this game for the Shorebirds is I don't think Charleston has ever thought for a moment this season that they are out of a ball game. 3-1. Williams taps it foul third base side and the count's full. No matter at what point, at what stage, Charleston seems to have the utmost belief that they have still have a shot to win. They're going to make the Shorebirds earn each and every out the rest of the way. The pitch, runners go, and Williams pops it in the air down the right field line. Bologna next to the Charleston bullpen and foul ground puts it away for the final out of the inning. Grady allows a run but strands to a board for the second straight inning. On to the fifth, Delmarva 10, Charleston 3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you. Or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Top of the fifth, it's back to a 7-run game. Shorebirds leading the Riverdogs 10-3. Victor Munoz out for his third inning of work. Righty into his one. His first pitch to Moises Ramirez. Fastball in 94 on the outside corner for strike one. 8-9-1 due up for the Shorebirds against Munoz. Allowed a run in the fourth. Isaac Bologna leadoff triple. Then scored on a wild pitch. Charleston does have a righty warming up in their bullpen right now. Munoz from the first base side rocks and deals. And Ramirez sprays it into the seats back behind home. It's 0-2. Shorebirds with 8 in the third right now, the difference in this game. Isaac Bologna, 2-run double. Noelbert Romero, an RBI single. 0-2. Ramirez, a high chopper to the right side. First baseman Seymour off the bag, gloves it, and then races to the bag and beats Ramirez there by half step for the first out here in the fifth. Isaac De Leon hit a 3-run homer, and then Roberto Martinez, a 2-run homer to cap it. And it's Martinez to dig in the box here. Switch hitter batting left. 2-run homer. He socked out to right. Was his first career long ball. First pitch. Checks his swing. Fastball hard of the plate for strike one. Hadn't homered in the DSL. Hadn't homered in the FCL. Homer's here at single A. 0-1. He swings and chops it to the left side. Off the glove of the third baseman Barragani. Flings it high up into the air. And Martinez safely aboard at first as Williams corrals the loose baseball. It'll be an error on Barragan. Baseball trickled up his arm and then flick of the wrist straight up. First error of the game for either team. Now the lineup flips the top and Luis Valdez. He's 1-for-2. 2 runs scored, 2 stolen bases. Middle infield at double play depth. Munoz the set. Here's the pitch. And Valdez pops it out of play. Third base side for strike one. Valdez, with 2 more stolen bases today, now has 7 here in the series, 23 in the season. 0-1. Fastball inside corner, it's 0-2. On Valdez, one out, top of the fifth. Shorebirds leading the River Dogs 10-3. Munoz holds, now fires. Fastball misses outside, 1-2. Charleston in their alternate Holy City uniforms. Carolina blue jerseys, says Holy City across the front. Holy City caps with the H and C interlocking with a halo on the H. You might be wondering, what makes Charleston so holy? 1-2. Valdez, a weak roller, blocked by the first baseman Seymour, knocks it down, picks it up, flipped to first, not in time. Munoz was covering, and apparently he didn't touch the base. So the first base umpire Trey Jester says that he was off the bag. So Valdez safe at first, and we'll see how they rule this one. Seymour, ranging to his right, knocked the ball down, picked it up, and then when he flipped to first, was unable to get Valdez, and that'll be an error. Now Elio Prado, first offering. Breaking ball is down low in the dirt for ball one. The pitch. Toronto takes down and in for ball one. Two and oh, the count on Toronto. Men at first and second, one out. Shorebirds up 10-3. The pitch. Toronto takes. Fastball in the inside corner. It's 1-1. Prado takes, fastball in. Munoz really trying to pitch inside. Now taking off for third is Martinez, and he's thrown out. He tried to time up the throw from Leon back to the pitcher, and Martinez just gets thrown out at third. Leon hadn't thrown the ball back to the mound. Martinez takes off on what turns out to be a delayed steal. And that's the second out of the inning. And that puts a big damper here on the Shorebirds' fifth inning. Man at first, now two outs, 3-1 count on Prado. Here's the pitch. Prado takes, up and in, ball four. And instead of having the bases loaded in one out, it's been at first and second, and now two outs for Michael Desone. Now to the mound goes the manager, Blake Utero. That's going to be it for Victor Munoz. It's just at 45 pitches, but Utero doesn't want him throwing any more here this ball game. Points to the bullpen. We've got a tech net call to the pen. We'll have a new arm on the mound when we return. It's Delmarva 10, Charleston 3 here in the fifth. On the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Still in the top of the fifth, it's Delmarva 10, Charleston 3. We've got ourselves a TechNet call to the bullpen. Geraldo Catalina coming on to replace Victor Munoz, who goes just 2 2/3 innings out of the bullpen. Stopped at 45 pitches. Seemed like a pretty tight leash on him, as Munoz has typically gone 3 to 4 innings every time out for Charleston, but he's pulled and Catalina takes over. Munoz right now is on the hook for both runners currently on base. He allowed 3 runs, 3 earned, 4 hits, 1 walk, no strikeouts. And he leaves the runners in the care of Geraldo Catalina. Catalina making his 14th appearance, no record, a 5.74 ERA. 15 2/3 innings, has struck out 17 and walked 19. Michael Desone, the first to face him in the first pitch, swung on and missed. Fastball down at 95 for strike one. Desone 1 for 3 with a single, a walk, and a run scored. Men at first and second, 2 outs. Catalina from the belt, 6'6", 200 pounds. The pitch. Fastball inside off the glove of Leon to the backstop, and both runners advance 90 feet. So now men at second and third, 2 outs. See if they give that a wild pitch or a passed ball. Given how wild Catalina is, guessing that's probably going to be a wild pitch. 1-1. Slider misses outside, 2-1. Two in scoring position for Desone. Shorebirds lead it by 7 in the fifth. Catalina's pitch. Desone off the hands, a weak number to the first baseman Seymour, who grabs it and trots to the bag himself to retire Desone. And in the fifth, Shorebirds strand to a board. On to the bottom of the fifth, halfway home. Shorebirds leading the River Dogs 10-3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for- for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Halfway home, we go to the bottom of the fifth. Shorebirds leading the River Dogs 10-3. Sam Jelinek with you. 3-4-5 due up for the River Dogs. Connor Grady back to work, and his first pitch fastball runs down and in for ball one. Baker, Seymour, and Monsueta, heart of the order for Charleston. Right on right matchup, the 1-0, and Baker hits one high in the air to left field, got it off the end of the bat into medium deep left center. The center fielder Valdez races over and puts it away for the first out here in the fifth. Grady has now gone 2 1/3 innings out of the bullpen since taking over for Chassé in the third. Giving up a run on three hits, a walk, two strikeouts. There's Bobby Seymour, first offering. Fastball just off the inside edge for ball one. Grady at 46 pitches through 2 1/3. 1-0. Seymour unloads one. Deep right. Baloney gives it a look. That baseball's headed back towards the marsh. Way over the wall and right. Second homer of the week for Seymour off of Grady. A solo shot. And it's a six-run game. It's Delmarva 10 and Charleston 4 here on the Shorebirds. Lead cut down to six. Grady knew it as soon as he threw it. A little hop on the mound. Gave it all the way. Seymour with his sixth homer of the season. Wallops that one. 27th RBI, first pitch to O'Neill Monsueta. Big swing and a miss. Was trying to go back-to-back on consecutive pitches. 0-1, one out, bottom five. Charleston's now scored in three straight innings. The pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt, it's 1-1. Prior to his last outing, Grady had actually avoided the gopher ball pretty well here this season. He'd allowed just two homers, both in one game to Myrtle Beach on the 19th. 1-1. Monsueta, hard chopper down the third baseline. Down to a knee. Romero grabs it. Long throw to first, just in time to get Monsueta as Ramirez, the first baseman, falls over the bag. Really soft hands by Romero behind third. Makes a nice play, and there's two outs here in the fifth. Nice bounce back for Grady. Remember, there's two homers against Myrtle Beach. One of those was an inside the Parker when the ball got stuck under the center field wall. Taysone unlodged it, but by the time he did, Pete Crow Armstrong had already scored. First pitch to Abiazel Ramirez misses down and away for ball one. 10-4, Shorebirds lead, bottom five. Grady into his windup. Here's the 1-0. Backdoor breaking ball finds it unlocked for strike one. Ramirez open stance, switch hitter, bats left, the pitch. Breaking ball wraps around the outside corner, misses for ball two. Two outs, nobody on. One run home here in the fifth, the pitch. Ramirez takes, fastball misses upstairs, 3-1. Brady's walked one out of the bullpen, that was back in the third. 3-1. just off the outside corner. Ball four. Ramirez walks, and there's a man at first with two away for Luis Leon. Leon lined a single back to the middle his last time up. Off the glove of Brady on the mound, nearly took off his head. The pitch, swing and a miss, out in front of the breaking ball for strike one. Leon switch hitting catcher, bats from the left side, one for two. Infield plays him the pull. Brady from the belt. Short leg kick, the pitch. Off speed, misses up and away, one and one. The pitch. Breaking ball misses down and away this time. It's 2-1. And at first, 2 outs, bottom five. Here it comes. And Leon takes. Breaking ball snaps onto the outside corner. It's 2-2. 10-4 Shorebirds, a 6-run lead. 8 runs in the third. Trying to stave off being swept this week in a 6-game series. The pitch. Leon takes, outside, counts full. Runner will get a head start from first, that's Ramirez. He's already got good speed. Ball in the gap might score him now. Runner goes, payoff pitch, and Leon pops it out of play, third base side. Count stays full, 3-2. Payoff pitch, Leon takes, down and away, ball four, back-to-back walks. Put men in first and second for Fredville Chavez. And pitching coach Joe Hamacher, I think, getting ready to make a visit. Hamacher emerges from the Shorebirds dugout, third base side. And the Birds bullpen about to spring into action, I think. Bullpen catcher Alfredo Gonzalez has stood back up, but nobody else has joined him. And for now, the bullpen stays quiet. This is Grady's game. He's trying to grind through. And at first and second, 2 outs, Grady will chat with Willems and Hamacher, trying to figure out what's going on here. It's a Charleston team that has been giving Grady fits all week long. 7 runs back in the second on Tuesday. Only 2 of those were earned, though. Still a lot of hard contact. Beatty on the mound over. Then at first and second, 2 outs for Adil Chavez, the hitter. It's 1-for-2. Scored 2 runs. Big right-handed hitter. Shorebirds lead at 10-4. The first pitch. It's down the dirt for ball one. Couldn't get him to chase a breaking ball. Chavez, 1 homer on the season. 22 years old out of Nicaragua. 1-0. Chavez swings and misses. As Grady put one through the nitro zone there, down and in. Cut through it, 1-1. Here's the pitch. And Chavez, a liner out into center. Center fielder Valdez comes in, stops in his tracks, and makes the catch to retire Chavez and end the inning. Bobby Seymour. It's another homer off of Grady, though a solo shot this time. Makes it a 10-4 game as we go to the sixth here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Top of the sixth, Shorebirds leading the River Dogs 10-4. Isaac Pelloni leads it off in the first pitch from Geraldo Catalina. This is outside for ball one. 4, 5, and 6 for the Shorebirds against Catalina, who came on with two outs in the fifth, got out of a jam. 1-0. Fastball misses up and away for ball two. It's able to retire Michel Desson with a grounder to first to strand men in first and second. Catalina, the tall righty, deals to the plate, and Pelloni takes outside for ball three. Pelloni right now a homer shy of a cycle, and he's done it progressively as well. Single, double, triple. 3-0 count, maybe a green light. 3-0. Well, no chance to take a swing there. That pitch is so far outside, it goes to the backstop. Catalina walks him on four pitches here to open up the sixth. And cycle watch will have to wait for another turn through the order. Albert Romero now the batter, man at first, nobody out, top of the sixth. Charleston's cut it to a 6-run game. Shorebirds have led by as many as 8. The pitch, slider on the outside edge, 0-1. Birds got an 8-run third inning. Maloney had a 2-run double, Isaac De Leon a 3-run homer, 1-0. Romero takes a slider up and over his head, 1-1. Ducks out of the way. One offering. Fastball in the dirt. An amazing backhand pick by the catcher, Leon, on 98 that was spiked in. I have no clue how he kept that in front. Counts 2-1. Romero 1-for-3 with an RBI single back in the third. Here's the pitch. And Romero fouls it back. Counts even at 2. Two-two, and Romero, a weak tapper foul down the third base side. Able to keep the at-bat moving. Still a gorgeous night here on Sunday from Charleston. Temperature has dropped a little bit from where we saw it before first pitch. It was closer to the mid-80s. Now it is closer to 78, 79. Nice breeze coming in from center as well. Shadows starting to creep onto the field. The pitch. Romero takes down and away. Leon can't block it. Goes to the backstop. And Leon has no clue where it is. He finally goes and collects it. Pelloni took his time getting to second. So no chance to potentially take two bases there. Pelloni advances on the wild pitch. And the count full on Romero. You might remember Catalina from earlier this week. 3-2. Romero takes down and in for ball four. Second straight walk to open the sixth from Catalina. Catalina pitched the fifth inning back on the 26th, 3 nights ago. Gave up 3 runs, 1 earned in 1 inning where he didn't give up a hit. He walked the first 3, 2 wild pitches, an error, and a stolen base. Those were the only 3 runs the Shorebirds got in that 7-3 loss. Here's Isaac De Leon, first offering. Fastball in the outside corner at 97 for strike one. To say command an issue for Catalina is quite a bit of an understatement, selling you pretty short. And then at first and second, nobody out. Pitch to De Leon. Tries to check his swing, slider in the dirt, appeal out to second, and no swing, says Trey Jester. De Leon 1-for-3 with a 3-run homer back in the third. 1-1. Breaking ball misses down and in, and the count's 2-1. Fastball inside, it's 3-1. Two on, nobody out, top of the sixth. Shorebirds already lead it 10-4. Catalina fires home, and De Leon takes up and in at 97. And Catalina's walked the first 3 here to begin the sixth. And the River Dogs bullpen will get to work with R.C. Lichtenstein, pitching coach, making his way out to the mound. So he'll go out and chat with Catalina and try to figure out what he needs to do to get back in working order here. Catalina's walked the first 3 to begin the sixth. Bases loaded, nobody out for Creed Willems. An interesting thread that I'm currently on trying to figure out, because unfortunately it's not in the record book that was kept for the Shorebirds by the time that I arrived. The last cycle for Delmarva. And from what I can gather, I'm not quite sure that the Shorebirds have ever had a cycle, at least one that's recorded. Bases loaded, nobody out for Creed Willems. Left-handed batter, first pitch. Fastball down the middle for strike one. Willems 0-for-2 has been hit by a pitch. Middle infield had a modified double play depth to the pull side. First baseman Seymour plays in the 0-1. And Willems swings and dribbles it to the backstop. It's 0-2. On Willems. Here it comes. And Creed swings and just gets a piece of it at the plate. Stays alive at 0-2. Again to Willems. Fastball is high, 1-2. One-two pitch. Willems takes the slider low, and the count's 2-2. Catalina's 2-2. Willems takes a called strike 3. Fastball at the knees, outside corner. And Catalina gets his first out here in the sixth. Bases remain loaded for Moises Ramirez. Just the 4th strikeout for Shorebirds batters tonight. Doing a good job making a lot of loud contact. Ramirez 1-for-3, right-handed batter. First offering. He swings and nubs it foul to the Birds' dugout third base side. Strike one. Shorebirds lead it by 6, top of the 6th, 10-4. Series finale, trying to avoid a 6-game sweep. a one. Down and away, gets by Leone to the backstop, and Bologna races on home from third to score on the wild pitch. It's now 11-4 Delmarva. Wildness crops back up again for Catalina, the second wild pitch of the inning. Everybody moves up 90 feet. Romero to third, De Leon to second. Now the infield comes in. 1-1 on Ramirez. 9-0 hitter Roberto Martinez on deck. The pitch. And Moises off the hands, fouls it back and out of play. Stay at 1-2. Shorebirds need to continue to apply pressure on Charleston. 1-2. Inside, and that drills Ramirez right in between the shoulder blades. He got lucky that didn't hit him in the head. He's in a good deal of pain anyway, as it hits him right in the back. And it looks like that might be it for Catalina. Blake Butera looking out to the Charleston bullpen. Top step of the dugout, and now he strides on out to the mound. And Catalina won't get to face Roberto Martinez with the bases loaded again. We've got another pitching change. Shorebirds now leading Charleston 11-4 here in the sixth. TechNet called the bullpen. Back in a minute here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information. Still in the top of the sixth, Shorebirds leading the River Dogs now 11-4. They have the bases loaded, one out. And on this TechNet call of the bullpen, Cameron Fields is replacing Geraldo Catalina. Catalina records just two outs, doesn't allow a hit, but walks three, strikes out a man. Right now on the hook for a run, but he leaves the bases loaded in the care of Fields. Fields pitching for the second time this week. Right-handed pitcher. Fields will be facing Roberto Martinez, the ninth man in the order. For Fields, it's his 14th appearance of the season. He's 1-0 with a 3.78 ERA. 16 and two-thirds innings, has struck out 11 and walked 11. 14 hits, 9 runs, 7 earned. 6'2", 200-pound righty. Martinez, switch hitter, bats from the left side. He's 1-for-3 tonight with a 2-run homer. First pitch from Fields. And Martinez hits it high in the air, deep down the right field line, hooking towards the corner. It's a foul ball. Nearly a multi-homer game for Martinez and a grand slam. Can't keep it fair. It's strike one. Shadows now covering home plate. Rest of the field in sunshine still. Wind is blowing towards the right field corner. Not quite out, but towards the line. 0-1. Off speed, misses down low, 1-1. Middle infield at double play depth. They do play Martinez to pull a hair, though. Corners in, even with their bags. Bases loaded, one out. It's 11-4 Shorebirds in the sixth. The pitch. Martinez fouls it back. It's 1-2. One and two on Martinez, top of the order on deck. Fields from the belt. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball misses outside. It's 2-2. Romero at third. De Leon at second. Ramirez at first. One out in sixth. Bird's up by seven now. The pitch. Breaking ball misses up and in. And the count's full with nowhere to put Martinez. It's not going to get easier for Fields either. Martinez, the bottom of the order. Three-two pitch. Fastball foul back and out of play. Got in on Martinez's hands. Manages to stay alive, though. Three-two again. And Martinez lines it the other way into left field, a base hit. Romero comes in to score. De Leon stops at third. And Roberto Martinez, have yourself a debut. 2-for-4 with 3 driven in now. It's 12-4 Shorebirds here in the sixth. That was a really good piece of hitting from Martinez. That's a far cry from the hitter who didn't even hit above 200 last year down the FCL. Now the top of the order, Luis Valdez. Base is still loaded, one out. The pitch. Valdez takes a slider down the middle for strike one. Valdez is 1-for-3. Single, 2 stolen bases, 2 runs scored. Switch hitter bats left. Base is loaded, one out. The pitch. And Valdez dribbles it foul over top the River Dogs dugout right field side. It's 0-2. O-2 offering. And Valdez rolls it through the hole right side and on into right, a base hit. De Leon scores, stopping at third. Ramirez, Birds move station to station, and Valdez, an RBI knock, makes it 14-4. 13-4, beg your pardon. Just keep the line moving. Valdez with his first RBI of the game. Bases stay loaded now for Elio Prado. Valdez, his 8th RBI of the season. Infield at double play depth again. First pitch. Fields misses up and away with a fastball for ball one. And now, rather, it's a 12-4 game, beg your pardon. No, it should be 13-4. Unless I'm miscounting. Only put 2 up on the scoreboard. Here's the pitch. Prado takes up and in for ball two. And there it is. There's the extra 3. 13-4 Shorebirds here in the sixth. That is now the most runs that they've scored in a game this season. And they're doing it against one of the best pitching staffs in all of minor league baseball. 2-0. Prado takes a fastball down the middle for strike one. The Shorebirds needed another one of these kinds of innings to really put this game to bed. I think Charleston, who has scored in 3 straight frames, was starting to get some inklings towards a comeback. 2-1 pitch. Prado swings and misses. Fastball up and out of the zone. And the count's 2-2. Michael Deson on deck. He'd be the 9th man to hit in the frame. Prado out of the 2-hole. Count even at 2. Bases loaded. One out in the sixth. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Can't connect on a breaking ball. Fields strikes him out. Bases stay loaded now with 2 away for Michael Deson. Deson 1-for-3. A walk and a run scored as well. Bases loaded. 2 outs. Birds up by 9 in the sixth. The pitch. He shoots it out of play, right field side. Line shot. Strike one. Right on right matchup. Shadows starting to creep out towards the mound, but the moment still shy of the bump. 0-1. Breaking ball in the outside corner, it's 0-2. 0-2 pitch. DeSone swings and misses. Fields gets him to whiff on a breaking ball. Strikes him out to end the inning and leave the bases loaded. But the Birds score three more times and extend the lead out to 9. On to the bottom of the sixth. It's Delmarva 13 and Charleston 4 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Bottom of the sixth, Shorebirds now with a 13-4 lead. Three runs scoring in the top of the sixth. Run scoring wild pitch. RBI singles for Luis Valdez and Roberto Martinez. Gave Connor Grady now a 9-run lead to work with. The largest lead of the game for Delmarva. Also the most runs that they've scored in any game this season. 9-1-2 due up for Charleston. Edwin Barragan leads it off, and he takes a called strike on the inside corner. A breaking ball finds the edge. 13 runs on 13 hits for the Shorebirds. 0-1. Barragan off the hands, floats it out of play, right field side. And it's quickly 0-2. Barragan 1-for-1, a single, a walk, and a run scored. Shorebirds now a hit shy of tying their season high in hits as well. 0-2. Down in the dirt, Barragan lays off 1-2. Brady's 1-2. Barragan, a three-hopper to short, gloved by De Leon. He throws to first, a touch high. Ramirez keeps his foot in the bag, and there's one away here in the sixth. Don't want to get ahead of ourselves here, but this should be a nice little momentum boost for the Shorebirds after the way this week has gone to finally not just exercise some demons in the form of beating Charleston, but by supplying a beatdown. First pitch to Shane Sasaki. Fastball misses up and away for ball one. Top of the order here. Sasaki 1-for-3 with an RBI single back in the fourth. 1-0. Sasaki rolls it foul off the netting in front of the Birds dugout third base side. Counts 1-1. Come out on this Sunday when it would have been very easy. 1-1. Sasaki takes, misses outside for ball two. Very easy for the Shorebirds to just mail this one in. It's a hot, warm Sunday, the day before Memorial Day. 2-0. Sasaki, or 2-1 rather. Fastball misses in. 3-1. Now the Myrtle Beach trip coming up next. Can dream of the beach on the off day tomorrow. 3-1. Sasaki takes outside ball four, and Grady walks his third, or fourth rather, out of the bullpen. Ties a season high for him. Now Carson Williams, the shortstop. And at first, one out. Birds up 13-4, bottom of the sixth. The pitch. Fastball misses down and away for ball one. Williams 0 for 3, struck out twice. Middle infield at double play depth. Brady from the belt, the pitch. Fastball spotted up perfectly outside edge. It's 1-1. Here's the pitch. Williams swings and misses out in front of the breaking ball. Counts 1-2. Grady's 1-2. Fastball down and away. Can't get Williams to chase that one. Counts level at 2-2. Joe Hamacher talks into his walkie-talkie down to the Birds' bullpen. And it looks like the arm will start to get loose. The pitch Williams takes down in the dirt. Won't chase the breaking ball. And the count's full. That looks like Daniel Lloyd. So he'll have one more chance to throw in his hometown to cap the week. Three-two pitch. Swing and a miss. Got Williams with a breaking ball. Gutsy from Grady there. Curveball in the dirt. Williams down on strikes for the third time tonight. And there's two away here in the sixth. Now Drew Baker. It's 0 for 3 with an RBI fielder's choice. And at first, two outs. Shorebirds up 13-4, bottom of the sixth. Baker in open stance from the right side. The pitch. Slider is in the dirt for ball one. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Flag relatively still out in center. Now flutters out towards right. 1-0. Baker lays off. Another breaking ball in the dirt for ball two. Throw over the first, and Sasaki back in with a dive. Not really too active on the base path today. Charleston, since they have led basically from the, or trailed from the get-go, haven't stolen a base today. And I'd have to go back and check the records. The last time they didn't steal a base. 2-0. And Baker swings and skies it out to medium deep left. Desone towards the gap, left fielder under it. Makes the catch, retires Baker, and Connor Grady throws a scoreless sixth. On to the seventh, Shorebirds with a 13-4 lead over the River Dogs here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care. So much to protect each day. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is air ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Top of the seventh, Shorebirds sporting a 13-4 lead over the River Dogs here in the series finale. Shorebirds looking like they're well on their way to avoiding being swept this week. They dropped the first five. Isaac Bologna leads it off from seven. Still a homer shy of the cycle. He's perfect on the night, though. Single, double, triple, a walk, three runs scored, and three driven in. Left-handed batter against the righty Cameron Fields on the mound in the first pitch. Breaking ball misses inside for ball one. Quick Google search didn't really turn anything up as far as have the Shorebirds ever hit for a cycle before or had anybody hit for the cycle. 1-0 pitch. Bologna takes up high for ball two. And now both at-bats that Bologna has had where he's needed a homer to complete the cycle, he hasn't seen a strike yet. Six straight out of the zone. The pitch. And Bologna swings and unloads one. Way out to right. Cycle complete. Isaac Bologna drills one out to right. And he has a cycle. 14-4. The Shorebirds lead it in the seventh. And Isaac Bologna, with everybody on the top step of the dugout, gritties down the third baseline, touches home plate, and comes back in to a chorus of boos raining down on him as he gets mobbed in the dugout. What a moment for Isaac Bologna. And as far as we're aware, the first ever cycle in Shorebirds history. Now Noelbert Romero, the first pitch to him is up high for ball one. Isaac said he'd do it eventually. It needed to be a special moment, and he grittied himself down the third baseline as he completed the cycle. 1-0 pitch. Romero takes outside for ball two. For Bologna, it's his sixth homer of the season as well. 2-0 to Romero. Swung on and fouled off the mask of the catcher, Leone. 2-1. What a way for the Shorebirds to wrap this series. And the first base coach, Danny Fajardo, talking with the Charleston dugout, asking if somebody could head out behind the wall and right and get that baseball for Bologna. Something about Sundays for Isaac Bologna, man. Three-run walk-off homer two Sundays ago. A cycle tonight. The 2-1. Romero swings and misses, and the count's even at two. And now, Romero's being called out. Apparently, he wasn't ready to hit in the box. He was standing in the box. Romero asking him what exactly he did wrong. And he doesn't really get an answer. And Romero still arguing with the home plate umpire. Romero wanted the clock to be reset, and now Felipe Rojas Jr., the Birds manager, comes down the line to chat. And a lively Shorebirds dugout starts yapping at Steve Craze. And Felipe animated with the home plate umpire as well, too, about what just happened. And Felipe, with a side-eyed glance, walks back to the third base coach's box. And Romero is out. So a pitch clock violation, strike three on Romero. It's the first out here in the seven. That brings up Isaac De Leon. He's 1-for-3 with a three-run homer. Here's the pitch. De Leon takes a breaking ball up and in for ball one. One-oh pitch. De Leon swings and misses, and the count's even at one. One-one delivery. De Leon takes down and away for ball two, and looking back through the record book that was handed down to me, and from my forefathers to their forefathers, and all the way back through history and down into my hands, nothing about cycles. 2-1. Fastball high to De Leon. It's 3-1. So that either leads me to believe that, A, we don't know how many cycles have been hit in Shorebird's history, or that there has never been one. And I have no clue which one it is. 3-1 pitch. De Leon takes high ball 4 and Fields walks him. Brings up the catcher, Creed Willems, as now the bat boy picking up the bat for the Birds dugout, gritties himself back into the dugout. It's contagious. Here's Creed Willems, man at first, one out, first pitch. He swings and misses at a fastball up and out of the zone for strike one. One 0-1, swing and a miss, out in front of a changeup. No balls, two strikes. The pitch, down the dirt, nice block by the catcher, Leon. And the count's 1-2. And at first, one out, top of the seventh. It's 14-4 Shorebirds. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball a little high. And the count's 2-2. Isaac Bologna with a solo homer to lead off this inning has hit for the cycle. He knew what he had to do, and he went and did it. That might be the coolest part about it all. Didn't sneak up on him. He knew the moment, and he met it. 2-2 pitch. Willems swings and misses, breaking ball down and in. He's down on strikes. Fields now with 4 strikeouts out of the bullpen. And there's 2 away. De Leon still at first. Ten-run game, Shorebirds lead top 7. That brings up Moises Ramirez. He's 1-for-3. Right-handed batter, the pitch. Fastball is outside for ball 1. Ramirez gets it off the end of the bat and skies it to center. Center fielder Sasaki camps under it and puts it away to finish the seventh. But Isaac Bologna with authority hits for the cycle, a solo shot out to right. He completes the single, double, triple, homer, and hits for the cycle here tonight. We go to the bottom of the seventh, time to stretch. Shorebirds now lead at 14-4 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. we go. The bottom of the seventh. Hope he had a good stretch. Shorebirds now leading the River Dogs 14-4. Isaac Filoni, a solo homer, caps off a cycle. Gritty's across the plate to celebrate. And Daniel Lloyd makes his second appearance of the season second appearance of the week on this TechNet call of the bullpen, replacing Connor Grady. First pitch from Lloyd to Seymour misses down and in for ball one. 14-4 Shorebirds, bottom seven. Looking to wrap up this week with a win and avoid a six-game sweep. The pitch, Seymour swings and misses, and the count's 1-1. Grady goes four innings, allows two runs on four hits, four walks, three strikeouts. It wasn't pretty. He was able to grind through it, and right now is in line for his third win. 1-1. Seymour checks his swing. Fastball misses inside, 2-1. TechNet called the pen, brings Daniel Lloyd into the game. Lloyd dealing with a bit of a bum ankle right now. He rolled it during batting practice a couple of days ago. 2-1. Seymour, a flare into shallow right. That drops in for a base hit. He's now 2-for-3, including a solo homer his last time up. Kicks off the seventh with a single. Brings up O'Neill Manzueta. Lloyd pitched back on Thursday night. Went two innings, allowed three runs, one earned on four hits, a walk and a strikeout. The pitch. Manzueta takes down low for ball one. Lloyd in 23 innings this season, making his 12th appearance, has struck out 24, walked 7. No record, a 2.74 ERA. The 1-0, Manzueta fouls it straight back, 1-1. 14th round pick out of the University of South Carolina. First was at Somerville High School, born here in Charleston, and grew up here. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball is downstairs for ball two. And now that I think about it, I didn't see Lloyd today. And he gave up a run his last time out. I think he's clean shaven. He's changed his facial hair again, just as the prophecy foretold, like he said he would. Maybe the first time I've seen him clean shaven, period. 2-1. Manzueta chops it foul at the plate. The backstop 2-2. The pitch, slider down and away. Nice block by Willems, and the count's full. Four-pitch mix for Lloyd. Slider, cutter, fastball, splitter. Three, two. Soft tapper out toward short. De Leon charges in, gloves, throws on the run, just in time. Got Manzueta by a half step. Up to second goes Seymour, and there's one out here in the seventh. And at second, one out for Abiezel. Ramirez, switch hitter, bats left, and Lloyd fires a first pitch fastball at 95. That's the best velo we've seen from Lloyd this season. Outside corner. 0-1. The pitch swung on and fouled back. Counts 0-2. Two now, and Ramirez fouls it back, and the count stays at 0-2. O2 once more. Slider swung on and missed. A tight one, threw it by Ramirez, and there's two away here in the seventh. Man still out at second. Shorebird lead at 14-4 here in the late going. Brings up Luis Leon. Switch it, and catcher will step in from the left side. First pitch, Luis Leon. Slider down the middle for strike one. Oh, one. Swing and a miss. Another slider. Leon can't connect. And the count's 0-2. And Leon tags one out to deep right field. Going back, Bologna's got a read on it. Reels it in, he does it all. He hits, he fields, he hits for cycles. And he retires the side here in the seventh, does Isaac Bologna. Daniel Lloyd, a score of the seventh, onto the eighth. Shorebirds lead at 14-4 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away at full speed. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Go at the top of the eighth here from Charleston. Shorebirds with a 14-4 lead over the Charleston River Dogs. Shorebirds, who had lost five in a row to Charleston, come back with a vengeance here on Sunday. Eight run third. Isaac Bologna has hit for the cycle. He's 4-for-4. And now on the mound for the River Dogs in the eighth is Kyle Witten. He replaces Cameron Fields on this technet call. The bullpen. Fields goes an inning and two-thirds. Allows a run on three hits, a walk, four strikeouts. Witten takes over the Charleston closer. Obviously, this game, not a save situation, but right now, Charleston just trying to mop up some innings. Witten making his 14th appearance. He's 1-0 with a 2.08 ERA. 17 and a third innings, has struck out 14, walked two. Into his wind with nobody on. The first pitch to Roberto Martinez is swung on and missed for strike one. Martinez, ninth man in the order. He's 2-for-4, two-run homer, RBI single. The 1-1 off the hands, fouled back and out of play. It's 0-2. 1-2 pitch. Martinez chops it on the ground to second, gobbled up by Ramirez straight away. He throws to first to retire Martinez on the 4-3 putout. Luis Valdez now the batter, top of the order. He's had a nice game. 2-for-4, 2 singles, RBI, 2 stolen bases, 2 runs scored. Another left-handed hitter swings to the first pitch and dribbles it foul to the backstop for strike one. Oh, and one on Valdez. Witten from the third base side of the rubber steps into his wind. Here's the pitch. And Valdez lines it to first, but it's speared by Seymour off his shoe tops. Valdez retired, and there's quickly two away here in the eighth. And we're going to get a pinch hitter here for Elio Prado. Trendon Craig will bat. Prado had already gotten 5 plate appearances here tonight. So Craig will DH the rest of the way. Prado had gone 2-for-4, and I think that this is just about making sure Prado's playing time and his way back from injury isn't disrupted too much by too many plate appearances tonight. First pitch to Craig, misses outside for ball one. Trendon, our pregame guest a couple of hours ago, thought he had the day off. No dice, 1-0. He hits it hard on the ground right to the second baseman. Ramirez, another play for him. He fields, throws to first, retires Craig. And it's a 1-2-3 eighth for Kyle Witten. Birds down quickly. On to the bottom of the eighth, it's Delmarva 14, Charleston 4, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. On the eighth, Shorebirds with a 14-4 lead here over the River Dogs as the fans go nuts for the potential free t-shirt. Always strange how fans love that. Anyways, Dan Lloyd back out for the bottom of the eighth through a scoreless seventh for Edville Chavez. 8-9-1 leads it off for Charleston. Birds up by 10, 14-4. First pitch home. Fastball misses down and in for ball one. Chavez 1-for-3. 2 runs scored, a single, a fielder's choice, and a flyout. Another arm getting loose out in the bullpen for Charleston. Looks like Witten will just throw one frame. 1-0. Cutter misses outside for ball two. The pitch. Fastball in there for a called strike outside edge. Counts 2-1. Two and one the count on Chavez, the pitch. He swings and fouls it back. Nearly swung out of his shoes. And the count's 2-2. 2-2 pitch. Fastball misses up high. And counts full here to lead off the bottom of the eighth. The pitch. Fastball called, strike three. Down the middle, Chavez can't pull the trigger. Lloyd with his second strikeout out of the pen. And there's one out here in the bottom of the eighth. Now the 9-0 hitter, Edwin Barragan, 1-for-2 with a base hit. First pitch from Lloyd, cutter down the middle for strike one. Oh, 1. Cutter sails outside, 1-1. Lloyd pitching back in his hometown, said he used to play here at the Joe back when he was in high school, even in college, when South Carolina would play the Citadel. 1-1, swing and a miss. Fastball, foul tip, held on to by Willems. It's 1-2. One out, nobody on, bottom of the eighth. And now an automatic strike has been called on Barragan. And I don't think anybody ever explained to Barragan that the pitch clock exists. Being brought up from the FCL, and he walks his way back to the dugout. After the clock expires, Lloyd back-to-back strikeouts. This one a pitch clock violation. Two outs in the eighth. Lineup flips the top, and Shane Sasaki. Sasaki 1-for-3 with an RBI single back in the fourth. Got a hand to the pitch clock. It is a 14-4 game. Shorebirds lead, and we haven't even crossed the three-hour mark. First pitch slider is inside to Sasaki, 1-0. Same thing last night. Played in under 3 hours. Sasaki off the hands, rolls another ground to second, gobbled up by Martinez, throws to first, retires Sasaki, and it's a 1-2-3 eighth. For Daniel Lloyd, on to the ninth. Shorebirds lead at 14-4 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Top of the ninth, Shorebirds with a 14-4 lead over the Charleston River Dogs. New arm on the mound. It's Zanuti Cortreal on this TechNet call of the bullpen. He replaces Kyle Witten, who works a 1-2-3-8. Hugo Beltran is currently throwing out in the Shorebirds bullpen, so that means Daniel Lloyd probably won't come out for the ninth. First pitch to Michael Desones, a fastball down the middle for strike one. 3, 4, and 5 due up for the Birds. Desone, Bologna, and then Romero. The pitch. Taison swings and misses, breaking ball down and away. It's 0-2. Puerto Real pitching for the third time this week. Pitched in last night's game, 0-2. Taison rolls it on the ground to short up the middle. The shortstop Williams gloves and flings it to first to retire Taison. And there's one out here in the ninth. Actually, I should say two nights ago, Puerto Real got the final 3 outs of the game on Friday. Gave up a run and a hit, walked one. The Shorebirds, for some reason, have had his number. He's given up 4 earned here this week. Here's Isaac Pelone, the man of the hour. 4-for-4 with a cycle. First pitch is down low for ball one. A natural cycle to boot. Went single, double, triple. Did squeeze a walk in there. And then a solo homer, his 6th of the season. Left-handed batter, here's the 1-0. Fastball down the middle, it's 1-1. One one pitch from Corte Real. Breaking ball down the middle, it's 1-2. So as far as we're aware, this is the first cycle in team history. Unless somebody can bring to our attention another one. 1-2, Baloney rolls it on the ground towards the hole right side. By the dive of Ramirez at second and on into right field, a base hit. Not just a cycle anymore for Baloney, but a 5-hit game as well. He's been on base 6 times tonight. Now the next thing for Pelone is, given that he won't get another at-bat here tonight, the next game he'll just have to pick up where he left off, because he started the cycle again. A single here, next time double, triple, homer. Why not? Here's Noelbert Romero. First pitch fastball is low for ball one. Romero takes, fastball in the outside corner, 1-1. Noelbert, 1-for-4, an RBI single back in the third. Walked and scored in the 6th as well. Middle infield at double play depth, here's the 1-1. Slider snaps onto the inside corner, it's 1-2. Fastball is low, and the count's 2-2. Two pitch. Romero swings and just gets a piece of it at the plate. Nubs it foul. Pelone at first, not being held on, 1 out, top 9. The pitch, fastball is spiked in, and the count's full. Three, two. Romero fouls it back and out of play. Count remains full. Three, two. Romero takes down and in. Ball four. Corte Real loses him. And there's two on here to begin the ninth. Or two on with one out here in the ninth, I should say, after Taison grounded out to short to begin the frame. Isaac De Leon now the batter, man at first, one out. It's 14-4, Shorebird stop in the ninth. Isaac Pelone with a cycle and now a 5-hit game. Birds about to snap their 5-game losing streak. The pitch, slider down the middle for strike one. De Leon takes down and away, 1-1. Seems like forever ago now. De Leon busted this game open back in the third with a 3-run homer. His 3rd of the season. Just this 3rd 3-run homer of the season for the Shorebirds. 1-1. Slider wraps onto the inside corner. It's 1-2. Ball and two strikes on De Leon. Kicking the pitch. He swings and slices it out of play right field side. Into the stands. Count still 1-2. De Leon swings and misses down on strikes. Chase the slider down and away. Puerto Real finally sets him down. And that's the second out here in the ninth. Now Creed Willems, two on, two out. Bird's up by 10, the pitch. Willems swings, gets it off the end of the bat, down the right field line, long run for the right fielder, Manzueta, and he comes in and makes the play right next to the foul line in fair territory to retire the side here in the ninth. Shorebirds leave two aboard here in the ninth, and we go to the bottom of the ninth. Delmarva protecting a 14-4 lead. Hugo Beltran coming on here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Bottom of the ninth, Shorebirds with a 14-4 lead over the Charleston River Dogs, and we've got a TechNet call to the bullpen. Hugo Beltran replaces Daniel Lloyd, who goes two scoreless innings, allows a hit, strikes out three, and Hugo makes his second appearance of the week. In place of Lloyd, Hugo pitched back on the 25th, went an inning and two-thirds, allowed a hit, no walks, and struck out four. Beltran, his 13th appearance overall. He's 2-1 with a 1.65 ERA. 16 in the third innings, has struck out 17 and walked just two. 6-1, 190, works from the stretch with nobody on. His first pitch to Carson Williams. It's a cutter down and away for ball one. pitch. Williams takes down the middle for strike one. One-one, misses down and in for ball two. Williams 0-4. He has run hot and cold this week. Had a little 0-7 skid that he snapped yesterday with a three-run homer. The pitch. Williams swings and misses. Two-seamer running down and in. Beltran up to 90 there. And the count's 2-2. 2-3-4 here in the ninth for Charleston. The Shorebirds will continue to stave off the potential six-game sweep. They've yet to be swept in six games in their franchise's history going back to last year since we've been doing this. 2-2, Williams takes, slider down the dirt, And the count's full. It's harder than you would think to actually avoid a six-game sweep. Yes, you can get lucky over the course of a six-day span, but a lot of times, like this week, it feels like everything compounds. And as the week goes on, even though you're starting a game and Beltran tries to step off, clock doesn't reset, and that'll be a pitch clock violation, ball four. And Williams is given first base on a walk. That is just a rule that I still don't understand as far as the pitch clock goes. Why a pitcher can't step off with nobody on and have the clock reset. Limit them to three step-offs, still with nobody on. So you can't do it constantly. But it makes no sense to have that be just right off the bat. Drew Baker now the batter, man at first, nobody out. Right-handed stick in the first pitch. Slider is down the middle for strike one. Hugo's last outing. He came on with two on and one out. Threw six pitches, got six strikes, punched them all out. 0-1. Baker lines it the other way and into right field, a base hit. Up to second goes Williams, and there's two on with nobody out near the ninth. Hugo actually said that wasn't the first time he'd done something like that. He said he went once 16 for 16 down in Venezuela, all with off-speed pitches. Now Bobby Seymour, he's 2 for 3 with a solo homer. Left-handed batter, nobody out in the ninth. The pitch and time called. Another pitch clock violation. And De Leon at short is trying to point out something. Point towards the dugout. Point towards first. Maybe he thought that the runner at first just wasn't ready, and that's why it took Hugo so long. Who knows? Counts 1-0. Pitch to Seymour. Misses down and away for ball two. Shorebirds with a large cushion up by 10. 2-0. And Seymour hits it in the air to left field pretty deep. DeSone going back in front of the warning track. He settles up and puts it away. Baker at first didn't want to tag from second, but then just kept on going. And ends up at third base safely ahead of the throw. At first he was going to bluff, but DeSone double pumped the throw back in, and Williams just kept on running. So men at the corners, one out. And now O'Neill on his way to the batter. And out to the mound goes the pitching coach, Joe Hallmacher. He's going out or not? Now he is. Nobody knows what's going on anymore. So this has become a topsy-turvy bottom of the ninth. Nobody's up out in the Birds' bullpen. So I'm not sure what Joe is talking to Hugo about here. Maybe it's the pitch clock or what. Hugo really shouldn't be on too strict a pitch limit, given that he hasn't pitched since the 25th, 4 days ago. Men at the corners, one out. Monsueta digs in from the right side. 14-4, Delmarva, bomb of the nine. Here's the pitch. And Monsueta sends it out of play, right field side for strike one. The pitch. Monsueta fouls it out of play, right field side. And the count's quickly 0-2. Monsueta 0-4. Grounded out a couple of times, struck out, and popped up. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase outside the slider. And there's two away here in the ninth. Birds an out away from avoiding a six-game sweep. And in the corners, two out for Abiezel Ramirez. 1-for-3, switch hitter, bats left. First pitch. Two-seamer runs up and away for ball one. 14-4 Shorebirds, 8 runs in the third, opened it up. Isaac Bologna, the capper, late, hitting for the cycle. 1-0. And Ramirez tags it down the right field line. That's in for a hit, and one hops off the wall. Williams comes in to score. Baker getting the wave around third. He'll score without a play. It's a two-run double for Abiezel Ramirez. Drives in two, and it's 14-6 here in the ninth. Now Luis León, the catcher, digs in. Still two outs, two runs in. It's 14-6. Ramirez ended up at second, two-run double. First pitch to León, misses down low for ball one. León, 1-for-3, base hit, the pitch. He swings, chops it on the ground to second, blocked by the second baseman Martinez. He picks it up, throws to first to retire León, and that's the ball game. The Shorebirds avoid a six-game sweep in emphatic fashion, a 14-6 triumph over Charleston here on Sunday. Eight runs in the third inning. Isaac Bologna hits for the cycle, and the Shorebirds pick up one win here this week against Charleston. Your final score here from Joseph E. Riley Jr. Ballpark, it's the Delmarva Shorebirds 14 and the Charleston River Dogs 6. We'll go ahead, take a break, and come back with totals and a recap on postgame show. Your final score, it's the Shorebirds 14 and the River Dogs 6. Postgame show coming up next. This has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. What a win for the Shorebirds. Welcome back to Charleston, South Carolina. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds postgame show. Sam Jelinek here with you. Shorebirds able to avoid being swept in the six-game set by the Charleston River Dogs by thrashing them 14-6. And the big story, Isaac Bologna hits for the cycle naturally. Single, double, triple, and then a homer to cap it all off. We'll run through this one quickly because, as you can imagine, after a performance like that for Mr. Bologna, there is a lot of people that want to talk to him, and we've got to coordinate that. So let's fly through this post-game recap for you. Shorebirds scored once in the first. Bologna, his first hit, an RBI single. Then in the third, the Shorebirds plated eight runs. Bologna, a two-run double. De Leon, a three-run homer. Roberto Martinez, a two-run homer as well. Shorebirds led it 9-0 after 2.5. Charleston was able to scrape two across in the bottom of the fourth. Birds answer back. Bologna, his triple in the fourth, came in to score on a wild pitch. Again, Charleston, then a run in the fourth and the fifth to close the gap. The Birds with three more in the sixth. Bologna walked, and a couple of wild pitches brought in some runs to the Birds. RBI single from Roberto Martinez, RBI single Luis Valdez. Then in the seventh, Maloney came up and capped off his cycle, a solo homer out to right. He added a single in the ninth and finished 5-for-5. Shorebirds gave up two more in the ninth. Inconsequential at that point. Shorebirds with a 14-6 win. Your final line score for Delmarva, 14 runs, 15 hits, no errors. They strand 11. Charleston, 6 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. They strand 10. Connor Grady picks up the win. He improves to 3-3 on the season as he goes 4 innings, allows 2 runs on 4 hits, 4 walks, and 3 strikeouts. J.J. Goss is handed the loss. He goes 2-plus innings, gives up 7 runs on 7 hits, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts. Started at 5:09, finished at 8:09, time of game 3 hours on the dot, in front of 4,655 here on Sunday night from Charleston, South Carolina. 8-run third for the Shorebirds paves the way. Baloney, 5-for-5 hits for the cycle. The big stories here from this one: with the win, the Shorebirds improved to 16-29 on the season. They are 8-16 on the road, and they snap their 5-game losing streak. Charleston, they fall to 31-14. They are now 20-7 at home, and they have their 5-game winning streak snapped as well. Let's go ahead and give you your Carolina League scores, since we never got to them in-game. Down East, a 5-1 win over Fayetteville. Carolina, 13-2 over Kannapolis. Fredericksburg, 7-4 over Salem. Steven Strasburg throws 5 shutout in a rehab outing. Columbia, 3-2 over Lynchburg. Myrtle Beach right now trailing Augusta 3-1, so it looks like the River Dogs might not lose any ground as well. Around Birdland, everybody in the O's minor league system wins. Norfolk, an 8-4 win over Gwinnett. Aberdeen, 6-4 over Wilmington. Bowie, 13-2 over Erie. And the big league O's the only team to lose in the system today, as they lose to the Red Sox 12-2. Those are all the scores from people and places that you care about, so let's go ahead and turn our attention to Tuesday. Shorebirds will be off on Monday. We'll travel down to Myrtle Beach tomorrow morning. Shorebirds starting a 6-game set with the best team in the minors, the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, on Tuesday at 7:05 from TicketReturn.com Field. Starters have not been announced yet. If I had to guess, given that he pitched on Wednesday this past week, and Carter Baumler will pitch every Wednesday, Carter Baumler will start on Wednesday with Dan Fetterman to come behind him in tandem. We do not know Myrtle Beach's starters quite yet, but if I had to guess for the Birds, it'll be a tandem of Baumler and Fetterman. 7:05 first pitch on the last day of May, on the 31st, this upcoming Tuesday. 6:50, we'll chat with you for the pregame show. I'll about wrap it up for the postgame show here today. As always, a big thank you from me to you for tuning in to tonight's broadcast. A big thanks to everybody back in Salisbury who helps put on this show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. Your final score one more time here from Charleston. It's Delmarva 14 and Charleston 6. Until Tuesday from Myrtle Beach, we'll talk to you then. I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.